真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
I teach a course in church renewal at my seminary.
在我的神学院那里，我就教导教会更新学。
I really am more interested in church renewal than in church growth.
咁其实我嘅关注都系咧，关注教会更新多过系教会增长。
Or to put it another way, my real concern is the vitality of the church.
咁或者咧，我用另一个方法讲就系，我关心系教会个生命力。
What are those things which make for a healthy, vital church?
究竟有啲咩嘢令到教会可以满有活力嘅咧？
Seems to me that's a more fundamental question than church growth.
咁对我嚟讲，呢个系比起教会增长更加基础性嘅问题。
Healthy churches tend to grow and reproduce themselves.
一个健康嘅教会自然咧就会咧系去增长噶啦。
And on the other hand, growth can occur for many reasons.
咁从另一个角度睇咧，增长可以有好多原因嚟到达成嘅。
Not all growth is necessarily healthy growth.
唔系每一个增长都系有好嘅正常嘅原因嘅。
Sometimes a child grows too fast because of a health problem.
例如咧，有啲细路仔因为健康问题咧，佢系肥得好快脆嘅。
And as a matter of fact, cancer is a form of growth.
咁其实咧，癌症都系增长嘅层面。
On the other hand, we all want to see healthy growth in our churches.
咁所以我相信我哋要睇见嘅系一啲好正常嘅、好健康嘅增长。
As we want to see healthy growth in our own lives.
正如我哋嘅生命咧，希望系可以正常嘅增长。
And my conviction is that healthy growth, in fact, grows out of the vitality of the church.
咁固然咧，对我嚟讲咧，一个正常嘅增长，一个健康嘅增长咧，就系从一个生命力嗰度而产生嘅。
And I have a fundamental conviction about church growth and church vitality.
咁我对于教会增长同埋教会嘅动力咧，我有一个好自己一个嘅观念。
And that is the church is something alive, a living organism.
就话教会系一个活嘅机体。
An organism which takes its life from Jesus Christ.
咁呢个嘅生命力咧，呢个嘅机体嘅生命力咧，系从耶稣基督嗰度嚟嘅。
And which is constantly renewed by the Holy Spirit.
藉着圣灵咧，系不断更新嘅。
Provided we are open to the working of the Spirit.
固然是如果我们是容许圣灵在我当中工作的，才会这样。
So if that's true, the key question is not finding new methods and programs.
但如果我这个的定论是对的话，这样教会 的增长更新就不是说我们找一些新的节目、新的安排。
Rather, it's a question of identifying the barriers to health and vitality.
是的，去看看究竟有什么东西去影响着这个增长，影响这个生命力，或者是加速这个生命力的东西。
Because there is a principle of vitality within the church.
因为在教会里面是已经有了这个生命力的了。
Based on its identity as the body of Christ.
因为教会就是基督的身体。
And based fundamentally on the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit.
以及呢，这个是来自圣灵、来自神的另一个能力。
So we're going to be talking about church vitality, church renewal this week.
咁所以呢个星期咧，我就讲教会嘅动力学，就系教会呢个嘅生命力。
And I'll be drawing on some of the things that I teach in my course.
咁我亦都会将一啲我喺以往教导嘅里边嘅资料同大家嚟到分享。
I've been asked in this first session to speak on trends.
咁大家俾我嘅吩咐就系话呢个第一堂咧就讲到趋势嘅问题。
So we're going to speak about the emerging global church.
咁我会提及到全球性嘅呢个趋势
，and about global trends.
全球性嘅教会嘅发展。
As an introduction to our concern with church renewal.
咁再讲翻我哋所关心嘅教会增长、教会更新呢个课题。
The things I will be sharing on church renewal, some of them are things that I have written about.
咁我所要提及嘅一啲关于教会更新系我都系曾经写过书嘅嘢。
I tend to approach church renewal from three perspectives.
咁我睇教会更新系从三个角度睇嘅。
First, from a biblical perspective.
第一就系从圣经嘅角度。
And much that I will be sharing this week will be based in scripture.
咁我今个礼拜里边好多分享咧，都系从圣经嗰度同大家分享。
Secondly, from a historical perspective.
第二咧系从历史嘅角度。
And I will be speaking a little bit about that.
咁我都会涉及到呢一方面。
And some of my writing has been in that area.
咁啊，我好多著作都已经系喺呢方面讲咗噶啦。
My book on John Wesley, which was published on the Methodist Church here, is really an example of that.
咁例如咧，我所写嘅都译咗做中文嘅《奋进的卫斯理》咧，就讲到教会呢个喺历史上边嘅一个层面。
And I'll be using one or two examples. From this,
咁我喺都會喺當中用一兩個例子嘅
，but not really going into it in detail.
唔會講曬成本書嘅。
The third perspective is from the perspective of contemporary models.
而第三個角度咧係一個現代性社會嘅情況。
And we'll be sharing some about that.
咁我亦都會涉及呢個嘅內容。
But I'm also interested in hearing what you're learning in your own experience.
咁我都係好想咧係聽到大家嘅學習，大家嘅意見。
I have been interested in the relationship between church renewal and the kingdom of God.
咁我一路咧对于教会更新同埋成个角度咧有一个好大嘅兴趣。
And we're going to talk about that on Friday.
咁我礼拜五咧都会涉及到呢两个嘅关系。
Two of my books, which are in Chinese, do relate some to that topic.
我有两本嘅书亦都系中文嘅，亦都系已经系同呢个嘅课题咧系有牵涉嘅。
The book, The Community of the King.
Community of the King 嘅中文版叫咩啊
？Which is primarily a book on the church。
咁呢个咧就系讲即系教会嘅问题啦。
And seeks to give a biblical theology of the church。
咁亦都系讲到教会嘅神学。
And I will be sharing some things today or this week from that book。
咁我呢个星期都会喺嗰本书嗰度咧讲一啲。
But only a very small amount. Mostly it's other material that I'll be sharing。
不过咧系讲少少嘅啫，我大部分讲其他嘅资料。
And then I have a more recent book called Kingdom Manifesto.
咁啊，我最近有另一本书出咗中文嘅，叫做《国度宣言》
，which is now in Chinese.
咁啊，喺中文版已经出咗啦。
To some degree, those two books go together.
咁啊，呢两本书咧系有啲关系嘅。
Because this book is primarily about the kingdom of God.
因为呢个《国度宣言》咧系主讲到成个国度嘅。
And secondarily about the church.
咁而第二方面讲到教会。
Fundamentally, my concern here is that we see the church in relation to the kingdom of God.
基本上我嘅论点就系话咧，我系从神嘅角度嚟到睇教会。
That is, I think scripturally, God's concern is not just with the church.
我相信当我哋睇圣经嘅时候咧，神所关心嘅唔系单单教会。
But it's with God's overall plan that we sometimes call the kingdom of God.
系神整个计划，我有时就叫呢个计划咧叫神嘅国度。
What Paul talks about in Ephesians 1:10.
保罗喺以弗所书一章十节嗰度所讲嘅。
God's plan for the fullness of time to bring all things together under the headship of Christ.
神嘅计划就系喺时候满足嘅时候，将万物都归喺基督嘅名下。
Paul uses the phrase the fullness of time.
咁啊，保罗呢度用咗个时候满足呢个字。
And Paul was conscious of the fact that Jesus Christ came in the fullness of time.
佢好关心啊，耶稣嚟到地上边系咧有时候满足，然后佢就嚟到。
Which is a way of saying that God is the God of history.
换句话讲，佢喺度讲紧就系话神系一个历史嘅神。
And that what God is doing through Jesus Christ is a part of God's plan for history.
神透过耶稣所做嘅系神喺历史里边为人要预备嘅一个事。
Now we live in interesting times today.
今日我哋活喺一个好有兴趣嘅、好刺激嘅一个时候。
And we are a part of this plan for reconciliation that God is bringing.
我哋系喺神嘅呢个和好嘅过程当中嘅一部分。
The plan centers fundamentally and obviously in Jesus Christ.
咁呢个和好嘅过程固然咧系基于耶稣基督。
Particularly in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
系同耶稣嘅复活嗰度好有关系。
But the Bible goes as far as to say that the church is the body of Christ.
但系点解要讲咧？系教会就系基督嘅身体。
And that's the fundamental reality that we are faced with.
咁呢个系我哋今日所面对一个好主要嘅情况。
Jesus Christ, the head of the church.
耶稣基督系教会嘅头。
And we who have been made the body of Christ.
而你同我咧就系佢嘅身体。
And are given the challenge of living faithfully to that calling.
神就喺度挑战我哋去满足呢个从上而嚟嘅呼召嘅要求。
And being open to the things the Holy Spirit wants to do in the church.
以及咧开放容许圣灵要喺教会里面要做嘅工作可以达成得到。
And through the church in the world.
而透过教会达到去世界。
God is at work, I believe, in the church today around the world.
我相信神今日咧喺世界各处教会当中做紧佢嘅工作。
And we are seeing the emergence of the church in ways that have never been true in history before.
我见到教会嗰个嘅出现咧，系喺过去咧系冇可能嘅，但系今日就系咁样出现。
So these really are unique and unprecedented times.
咁都系今日呢个时代，的而且确一个好独特嘅时代。
In world history and in the history of the church.
无论系喺世界嘅历史里边，或者教会历史里边，都系。
I'm sure this is no surprise to God.
咁我相信呢个对神嚟讲唔系一个嘅意外。
The Bible does again talk about the fullness of time.
因为圣经就好似讲系时候满足就会出现嘅事。
And Ephesians 1 put God's plan in that context.
以弗所书一章就系将神嘅计划咧摆喺一个咁样嘅框框里边。
Talks about what God has done in the past and will continue to do in the future.
讲到神喺过去所做嘅，佢会喺将来继续去做。
But we want to look at the emerging reality of the church globally today.
所以我今日要睇就系呢个世界性教会嗰个嘅出现嘅趋势。
And look at the forces that will shape the church's worldwide life and witness.
我哋睇下有啲咩嘅嘢系影响紧或者喺度塑造紧整个世界性嘅教会嘅。
Today and over the next 30 or 40 years.
影响今日以及咧未来嘅二三十年嘅。
Now, obviously, we can't predict the future.
固然咧，我哋对于将来唔可以预言得好准。
But we can ask about things that are happening today in the church.
但我哋都可以问下，今日喺教会里边发生紧啲咩嘢
？And we can ask about where they seem to be leading.
我哋都可以问下呢啲嘅嘢会带出啲咩嘅情况咧
？We can attempt to discern to some degree the signs of the times.
我哋可以去分辨一下呢个时代嘅景况。
And to seek to interpret them in the light of God's word.
从神嘅话语嘅角度咧嚟到去分析。
Now there are many forces facing, shaping the life of the church.
有好多嘅影响力咧喺度去塑造紧教会嘅。
Some of these are internal to the life of the church.
有啲系教会内部嘅力量。
Some of them are more local in particular places.
有啲系个别地区性嘅。
Others are broader trends that are shaping the church globally.
另外亦都有啲系好全球性嘅。
And there are forces outside the church, that is, in culture generally.
咁亦都有啲嘢喺教会以外嘅，喺啲文化嘅力量。
That are shaping the world and shaping the church.
呢啲文化力量喺度影响紧整个世界，亦都影响紧教会。
And we'll look especially at those in the second session.
咁我喺第二堂嘅时候咧，就会特别讲呢方面。
I want to speak first of eight trends which will affect the church over the next 50 years.
咁我而家要讲咧就系讲八个嘅趋势会影响未来五十年嘅教会嘅。
Some of these are realities which we already see in the life of the church.
有啲系我哋已经见到嘅事实。
But which also seem to be pointing into the future.
而咧，我见到啲嘅情况系会继续延续落去嘅。
The first of these is what I call the new internationalization of the church.
第一个咧，我就讲做教会嘅国际化。
That is the way the church is emerging as a global church as never before.
教会越嚟越成为一个世界性嘅教会。
Now the church has always considered itself universal.
固然咧，教会不嬲都话咧，我哋系一个系普世性嘅教会。
Christians have always believed they had a universal message.
咁啊，信徒不嬲都相信我哋有一个咧系比全球都啱嘅，都需要嘅一个信息。
But today, this is true statistically as never before.
但系今日咧喺统计上面俾我哋见到系更加真实啦。
Now it's interesting to see what happened in the 19th centuries from the resurrection of Christ.
从耶稣基督一路到十九世纪当中，我哋睇呢个历史嘅话。
By about 1900, one third of all humanity was claimed to be Christian.
咁当时咧，大约系有三分一嘅人口就话咧自己系基督徒。
Now, obviously, that covers a broad range in terms of seriousness of commitment.
咁固然咧，所谓基督徒咧，系包括咗好多唔同程度嘅委身。
But in the broadest sense, one third of humanity claim to be Christian.
但基本上就係有三分一嘅人口話自己係基督徒。
Yet more than 80% of those were whites of the white races.
咁而喺呢班基督徒裏邊咧，80%咧係白種人嚟嘅。
So we have seen a great transition in the last 90 years.
咁過去嗰90年咧，我就見到一個好大嘅轉變啦。
For the first time, the Christian faith has become a global faith in a new way.
而我見到呢個世界性嘅信仰有一個好大嘅改變。
The most universal religion in history.
係成為咧係世界上面最大一個宗教。
Today, Christians number about one third of all humanity.
咁今日基督教咧，信徒咧仍然都係大約三分一嘅人口。
And more than half the population in two thirds of the world's nations.
但係當中超過一半嘅人口咧係嚟自世界嘅所謂咧落後國家、發展中國家。
But I think the most significant thing is this.
而最值得我哋關注嘅咧就係。
That the church has really become a mixture of the world's races and peoples.
教會的確係從好多唔同世界性嘅民族嚟到組成啦。
With the white population dropping from over 80% to about 40%.
咁啊，呢個白種人咧，以前係80%嘅，而家跌到大約40%。
In other words, the church, in fact, is beginning to look more like the picture in Revelation.
換句話嚟講咧，呢個教會現今嘅情況咧，同啟示錄所講嘅情況越嚟越似樣啦。
That is, of a great multitude whom no one can number from every tribe and language and race and people.
又話咗咧，從各處各國各族各民各方有一群人咁樣嚟到寶座面前，係數唔到嘅一班嘅人。
This shift has many implications.
咁呢個嘅轉變咧，有好多嘅事我哋可以睇。
It's producing what we might call a shift in the church's center of gravity.
咁啊，所謂教會嘅地心吸力咧，係轉移咗啦。
That is from the primary center of initiative in the life of the church.
教會嗰個嘅動力，教會嗰個主動性咧，係轉移咗啦。
Historically, it tended to move from the Middle East to Europe and North America.
咁傳統上邊就話由中東去到歐洲，歐洲就去到美國啦。
But now we are seeing a shift to other parts of the world.
咁而家我見到從美國就移到去世界其他嘅地方。
One of the ways of looking at this is a shift between the northern and southern hemispheres.
咁有啲人將佢睇為咧係北半球同南半球一個嘅遷移。
In which the church of the southern hemisphere is becoming the more populous church.
南半球嘅信徒人數係大大嘅增長。
And today the church in the so-called Christian nations is actually a minority church.
而今日咧，所謂喺嗰啲基督教國家裏邊嘅教會人數咧，係其實係佔好少數。
So, what does this mean for the future?
咁對將來我哋可以見到啲乜嘢咧？
We are seeing a world church emerge that's different from before in history.
我見到呢個世界性嘅教會係同過去嘅教會係好唔同。
More diverse ethnically and culturally.
喺民族性上邊，喺文化上邊會係更加嘅多樣化。
And I think therefore exhibiting greater respect for difference.
咁啊，因此我相信咧，我哋會對於彼此之間嘅不同之處咧，會有更多嘅尊重。
Perhaps for different styles of leadership and of structures.
可能咧，我哋見到個領導方法有好多唔同嘅方式，個教會體系都有好多唔同嘅方式。
And of course, the church, which is increasingly urban globally.
咁固然咧，我哋都見到教會越嚟越係城市化。
And perhaps a church. Which will reclaim the gospel mandate to preach the gospel to the poor.
呢個咧係睇見我有一個嘅使命，係要將福音帶到俾貧窮嘅人。
Now, with these changes is a second change trend that I would like to comment on.
咁呢啲嘅趨勢咧，我想特別講講第二點啦。
And this is increasing expectation of broad-scale revival.
就係從第一個趨勢咧，就帶嚟第二個趨勢，就係一個大規模嘅復興。
Here I'm speaking not so much of the fact of revival, but of the hope and expectation of revival.
我唔係講話已經有呢個復興，乃係咧有一個復興嘅盼望。
By revival, I mean not just revival in a historical sense.
復興對我嚟講咧，唔係單單喺歷史上邊發生過嘅一啲復興。
But I mean the renewal of the Christian church.
乃係教會嘅更新。
In ways that gives it new vitality.
俾教會有新嘅動力。
Not only in evangelistic effectiveness,
不單係喺報道上面有果效,
but also in faithfulness to the gospel.
以及咧係對福音嘅嗰個忠誠。
This kind of renewal may or may not happen.
咁样嘅更新可能会发生，亦都可能唔会发生。
But there are signs of hope and signs of growing expectation.
但我见到一啲嘅指标，亦都带嚟俾我一啲嘅盼望。
It's sparked in part by rapid growth of the church in places like Latin America.
例如咧喺南美洲嗰种教会增长嘅速度，俾我有好大嘅盼望。
And in South Korea and Central Africa.
喺南韩嘅教会，呢个中非嘅教会嗰个增长。
And more recently in mainland China.
最近咧都喺中国嘅增长。
And there even are some positive signs in North America.
咁喺美国咧都见到，北美洲都见到一啲嘅特别嘅趋势。
Many of the large denominations are in decline.
好多大嘅宗派咧就人数减少。
And yet beneath the surface there are signs of new life.
但系咧喺呢个嘅表面嘅情况底下咧，我见到有啲新嘅生命喺度正在运作紧。
An increase in small Bible study groups.
例如咧有好多嘅小组聚会咧。
An increase in spiritual renewal weekends.
有啲周末嘅更新退休营咧。
A new interest in Bible study.
对圣经嘅研究有一个新嘅兴趣咧。
And in some major seminaries, a move back toward more biblical orthodoxy.
咁同埋有好多大嘅神学院咧，系翻睇去咧，集中睇翻圣经嘅教导。
There is under the surface a movement of house churches.
咁所以我哋见到喺呢个咁嘅情况底下咧，仲有好多家庭嘅聚会出现。
Which is very difficult to track because of lack of data.
咁因为冇资料嘅缘故咧，我哋就好难去睇到呢个嘅家庭聚会嘅情况影响。
And there is the so-called third wave of charismatic renewal.
咁固然咧，亦都有所谓嘅第三波嘅灵恩运动咧。
Reaching beyond present Pentecostal and charismatic churches.
个影响力咧已经系超过咗系所谓传统嘅灵恩派教会同埋咧系天主教教会。
And more broadly into the existing churches.
入到好多系现有嘅好多嘅传统嘅教会里边。
So these facts are reshaping statistically and demographically the church.
所以呢啲嘅势力咧，呢个趋势咧都喺度影响紧教会。
And a key feature of this has to do with what I mentioned earlier as a shift in the center of gravity.
而其中一个原因就系刚才我所讲嘅嗰个嘅教会个嘅核心力咧，系喺度迁移紧。
Here I mean the main currents of influence in the world church.
对整个教会世界性教会一个好大嘅影响。
Which will flow increasingly from places like the Pacific Rim.
会由太平洋一边缘嘅一带嘅国家。
And Latin America and Africa.
例如咧系南美洲同埋呢个非洲。
In ways that to this point we can only guess about.
咁佢哋所带出嚟嘅影响，我哋而家只可以咧喺度猜测啫。
The net result of this may be a worldwide spiritual awakening.
咁呢个嘅结果可能咧系一个全球性嘅属灵嘅觉醒。
And an evangelistic harvest unprecedented in history.
以及咧一个全球性嘅福音嘅大收割。
One thing that suggests this is looking at church history.
咁其中一个有俾我咁样嘅定论咧，就因为我睇见教会嘅历史系咁样。
There have been a number of renewal movements down through the history of the church.
喺教会嘅历史里边咧，有好几个咧系复兴嘅时候。
And these have tended to reach within some particular population base.
咁啊，呢部应该系喺某一啲嘅种族或者系国家嘅当中。
For example, the impact of the Franciscan revival under Saint Francis.
例如喺圣法兰西斯所带嚟嗰个嘅复兴运动。
Which affected much of medieval Europe.
影响嘅就系咧系欧洲嘅中部。
Or the Protestant awakenings of the 17th and 18th century.
或者系十七、十八世纪嗰个嘅基督教嘅运动。
Which impacted much of Europe and England.
影响嘅就系咧欧洲同埋英国。
And also into North America.
以及咧系带到美国。
Such renewals spread out through whatever the cultural context is.
咁呢啲嘅更新都系从佢嗰个文化嘅接触面嗰度咧嚟去擴散出去。
But the point here is that we are seeing the emergence of a global culture.
但系我哋讲翻转头就话，我哋见紧系一个全球性嘅文化喺度被塑造。
Or at least a globally connected network of cultures.
起码咧呢啲嘅文化系彼此之间系有相关嘅，有关联嘅。
So that what happens in one part of the world is known around the world. Now, historically, these networks have been important in revival. But today, these networks are global as never before. So this may mean a new age of the of revival in the church. At least we can document increasing hope and expectation for broad scale revival. The third reality that I would like to mention this morning is this. And this is the rapid growth of the Chinese church. Now, again, this is an area that you are more aware than I. But we are seeing here what has to be one of the most significant movements in the history of the church. We see how God has used the events of
1949
and to some degree of the 1960s and of 1989 to spark a renewal of the church in China and the growth of the church, especially in the house churches. God has been, as has happened in the past, God has been at work in these events. I'm not going to try to estimate how many Christians there are in China. Some of you study in that area. But clearly there is a movement of the Spirit. And in terms of numbers and historical impact, a movement of great significance. That must rank among the great Christian movements in history. Now, I'm interested in what this can mean over the next several decades. The Chinese church may provide new sources of vitality and leadership. And perhaps even of forms of structure and patterns of church life. That may have significant impact in the church worldwide. Now, historically, the church has been dominated successively by several cultures. We can trace the impact of Greek and Roman culture on the church. And then of North America, rather of European and North American culture. And the interaction between culture and gospel. We have yet to discover what might be the impact of the Chinese church in this sense. That is, a new and dynamic church, rooted in one of the oldest and richest societies in history. So here is the difficult question of church and culture. And what that can mean in the future. A fourth reality that I want to speak of is a new emphasis on the theology of the kingdom of God. There has been increasing interest globally in the theology of the kingdom.
Now,
The fundamental reality here is this is the emergence of a global global unified world.
事實就是呢, 世界正是在一個新的聯繫。
And what this means for the ministry, the mission of the church.
那這個世界正的合一統一呢, 對於教會有什麼意義呢?
A world church requires a global theology.
一個世界性的教會需要一個是全球性的神學。
I don't mean a uniform theology for all places.
我不是說要全球的神學可以統一化。
But an understanding of the faith which is at one, on the one hand is biblical.
但是我們的神學需要一方面是合乎聖經的。
That's faithful to the gospel.
對於福音是忠實的。
But it's all and functional for the growth and witness of the church.
但也都是在教會的功能和運作上是可以配合得到的。
And yet able to make sense from a Christian standpoint of all that is happening in the world.
這個是提供到基督徒對於世界發生的事情是有意思的。
The biblical theme of the kingdom of God is an obvious way of looking at this.
聖經所著重的神的角度是成為一個其中關注的課題。
The Bible stresses God's sovereignty over all things.
聖經着重神是在萬有之上掌權的。
And the mystery of God's working sovereignly through history.
神在歷史上是很有主權性的來運行工作。
And yet, how God entrusts the message of the gospel to human beings.
而神將這個福音的責任是託付給人。
So the theme of the kingdom of God is a significant one for us.
所以神的角度这个主题呢，是对我来讲一个很重要的课题。
Because it's a way of speaking of God's sovereignty over all things.
因为看见呢，神在万有之上的那个主权。
And it's also a way of speaking of God's working in history.
也就是讲到神在历史上面的工作。
The church will face increasing pressures for a world theology or a global theology.
咁所以教會會面對一個咧係一個嘅壓力，係我哋要有一個統一嘅全球性嘅神學。
That expands the way Christians understand the universe and their role in it.
叫我哋有一個擴闊睇見我哋喺世界裏邊我哋嗰個嘅崗位身份。
Now the most important pressure for this is internal.
咁呢個最大嘅影響咧係一個內在性嘅影響。
That is, it arises from the nature of what's happening in the church.
係從教會裏邊所發生嘅事情所產生出嚟嘅。
But there are also, external pressures.
呢個有啲外在嘅壓力。
Economic and scientific and political and others.
經濟上面嘅、政治上面嘅各方面。
These forces that are shaping the world.
呢啲嘅力量都喺度影響緊教會。
Which we will be speaking about later.
咁我哋一陣間亦都會再提嘅。
So the question is, how can we give a Christian response to emerging to this emerging world reality?
所以問題就係，我哋見到呢啲嘅事件、呢個真實嘅情況出現嘅時候，我哋基督徒應有嘅反應係乜嘢咧？
In a way that is biblically faithful,
係一個合乎聖經嘅一個反應。
That keeps the central focus on salvation through Jesus Christ.
係咧，係個焦點喺耶穌基督嘅救恩上邊。
And the importance of conversion and growing in the church.
睇見咧悔改同埋喺教會增長嗰個嘅影響。
But could also speak of speak in ways that are relevant to people today.
但亦都係咧，對今時今日嘅人咧係產生有意義嘅。
In the range of questions that people will be having.
人嘅問題可以得到解決嘅。
And the kingdom of God is one way of speaking about that.
咁所以成個角度係其中一個。
Many are pointing out that this was a prominent theme in Jesus' teaching.
咁好多人開始嚟指出呢個係喺耶穌教導裏邊好強調一個嘅主題。
And it's a central category unifying biblical revelation.
呢個咧喺嗰個聖經嘅啟示當中一個好主要嘅主題。
Kingdom theology speaks of justice and economic and political and social relationships.
咁成個角度呢個課題咧講到咧係公義，講到咧係社會各方面嘅問題。
It speaks of shalom, peace in the Old Testament.
講到舊約嘅嗰個平安。
The promise of shalom, which is really harmony in all of all areas.
以及呢個嘅平安嘅應許係咧，叫我哋喺各個嘅事情、各樣嘅環境當中都係咧和諧嘅。
Then it speaks of the time when God will be worshipped by all people.
講到將會有一日神咧係被萬民眾人所敬拜嘅。
And when all evil will be judged.
那些不好的事,魔鬼的权势会受到审判。
Now historically there's been a lot of debate about the kingdom of God.
关于神的角度呢,
because the idea of the kingdom of God can be interpreted in different ways.
因为神的角度,
and I'll be talking about that some on Friday.
那我星期五呢,
but the important thing here is the pressures for a global theology.
但是这个重点就是说呢,
that is being able to speak faithfully the gospel in our age.
是在我们今天这个世代里面,
so this will continue to be an agenda for the church.
我相信这个呢,
I want to speak of a fifth significant reality in the world church. And that is a growing affirmation of the ministry of all believers.
但是,
some are saying that we are entering a time of a new reformation.
比如说呢,
the Protestant Reformation of the 18th century, or rather the 16th century, is known to us.
大家都认识的时候,
and is often spoken of as a returning of the Word to the people of God.
那里就讲到,
and particularly the Word of Scripture.
特别就重要是圣经,
and the focus on justification by faith.
主要是因信称义,
but in many ways, the Protestant Reformation was an incomplete Reformation.
但从某个角度来讲,
perhaps we are entering the time of a new Reformation. Of a returning the ministry to the people of God.
就是将神的子民,
we are now coming to the end of the age of Christendom. That is the age that began with the conversion of Constantine.
这个时候是由君士坦丁的时候开始,
when the church became connected or allied with the political power structure.
当时就是教会和政治是混为一体,
that was really the birth of Christendom.
这个就是产生了这个基督教徒,
that is when the Christian faith was dominant in culture.
就是基督教的思想是在全球上面,在国家上面是影响性的,
as it was for about 1,000 years in Europe.
在欧洲大约有1,000年的时候,
but the age of Christendom is coming to an end.
但是这个时期已经是到一个终结的时候了,
in those very lands where Christendom was the dominant reality.
即日在欧洲这个角度的时期是很影响性的发源性的现在我们看到它是一个没落的时期,
increasingly the church is in a minority status in the so-called Christian world.
他们当中的教会也是一个萎缩的当中,
and something similar is happening in North America.
在北美我们看到类似的情况,
North America experienced pluralism in terms of the Christian faith for many years.
在宗教思想里面,基督教思想里面,美国的教会长期是为了这个混合主义来受了影响。
So, for example, in the United States, we talk about the Judeo-Christian heritage.
例如讲到犹太的传统,它的所承继到的。
Great diversity, but still all within this tradition of the Jewish and Christian tradition.
所以呢,是很大的分歧,但仍然都是讲到犹太的那个信仰,基督教信仰,都是在这个范畴里面。
But this is changing with the influx of other religions.
但是因为各种其他的新的宗教的深入,现在已经有一个很大的影响了。
Particularly Islam.
特别是回教的深入,
which is one of the fastest growing faiths in North America.
是今天在美洲里面是最快增长的一个宗教,
but also Buddhism and Hinduism.
但除了回教,还有佛教,还有印度教,
and other faiths which to a large degree come from the growing ethnic groups in the United States.
以及很多因为美国的民族的种族繁复的缘故所产生它所带来的各式各样的宗教。
Now, So we're saying we're coming to the end of the age of Christendom. When in the West, Christianity was connected with the power structures. Now, a key aspect of Christendom was the hierarchical structure. A hierarchical institutional conception of the church, which was dominant in the Roman Catholic tradition, and to a large degree carried over into the Protestant tradition, which was not fundamentally questioned by the Reformation. With the exception of the radical Reformation, the Anabaptist tradition. In my view, that the Christendom distorted a fundamental truth of the church. And that truth is that in the biblical view, all Christians are ministers. We have allowed a wall to be built in the church. A wall between those who are ministers and those who are not. Or a distinction between clergy and laity. Which is not a biblical distinction. Because laity means people, all the people. So many today are calling for a return of the ministry to the people of God. And with this also a new model of pastoral leadership. A model which we often see where churches are alive and growing. A model of the pastor not as the minister, but as the equipping minister. That is, pastors whose main job is to help the whole church minister. So I think we are seeing a long-term trend underway here. A trend toward shared leadership. Various kinds of team leadership. An emphasis on the ministry of all believers. And a model of the pastor as an equipper or an enabler of ministry. Now, if this model is adopted more broadly, it will have great impact. It will mean the practical work living out of the priesthood of believers. It will mean alternative forms of pastoral training. And perhaps a more organic and networking model of the church. I want to talk later in the week more about that. Particularly from a biblical and practical standpoint. Now, a related reality, number six, is increasing numbers of women in church ministry and leadership. Now, this is somewhat related to what I was saying just a few moments ago. This is true certainly in North America and in some other places in the world. What seems to be a historic and probably irreversible trend. Toward seeing women as equal with men in church leadership. And as I say, this seems to be happening in different ways, but worldwide.
雖然是好像有不同的情況、不同的方式來出現，但是世界性都是這樣出現的。
One example of this is in the United States.
一個美國的例子就是
By the year 2000, approximately 20-25% of pastors in the United States will be women.
第二就是到公元2000年的時候，美國20-25%的傳道人將會是女性來的。
And they approach 40-50% by the middle of the century.
到這個世紀中間的時候，會有到40-50%的百分比。
There's an interesting dynamic that we see here historically.
咁所以呢度咧，我見到喺歷史上一個好重要嘅力量。
Earlier I mentioned renewal movements in the church.
過去我講過咧，係教會個更新嘅力量。
In renewal movements, we often see an affirmation of the ministry of women.
喺每一次嘅教會更新嘅運動裏邊咧，都見到咧係姊妹嘅功能咧係被肯定嘅。And
the reference, for example, to Acts 2.
例如咧喺《使徒行傳》第2章嗰度所提及嘅。And
how the Holy Spirit would be poured out on young and old, women as well as men.
聖靈咧會澆灌喺咧係男嘅、女嘅、年青嘅、老人嘅當中。
So in renewal movements, we often see an affirmation of a broader understanding of ministry.
咁所以每一次嘅福音運動都俾我睇見咧，係一個更加廣闊嘅侍奉觀。
And specifically of the ministry of women.
特別咧係姊妹嘅侍奉。
But then something happens over time.
咁但係咧喺時間當中又有事發生啦。
And the categories of ministry tend to become more restricted.
咁啊，姊妹所可以有嘅侍奉崗位又再收窄咗。
And restricted to often to men and to formal education.
咁啊，收窄咗係淨係俾男性，同埋咧係有一啲好正統嘅教育嘅。
But in times of renewal, the concept of ministry is expanded.
咁啊，但係到有福音運動嘅時候咧，呢個觀念又擴闊咗啦。
Now it's not clear where all this is going to lead.
咁固然我哋唔係好清楚呢個係會引到一個咩嘅將來。
Or even the extent of this trend.
甚至呢個嘅趨勢嗰個嘅影響力有幾大，我哋都唔係好清楚。
It's possible that there could be a reaction, that it could be reversed.
好可能咧係會產生一啲嘅反應，以及咧係甚至係萎縮。
But I don't think that's going to be the case.
不過咧，我唔相信咧會係咁樣樣。
Partly because of broader currents in the world.
因為喺世界上面仲有其他嘅更加廣大嘅影響，廣闊嘅趨勢嘅影響。
But increasing numbers of women in ministry could mean several things.
但係如果我哋睇翻姊妹教喺教會裏面侍奉越嚟越多嘅時候咧，我哋可以預測幾樣嘢。
First, I think it means the definition of the pastoral role will become broader and more flexible.
第一就係教牧嗰個嘅定義咧，會係更加闊。
As women bring in differing perspectives and differing leadership styles.
因為咧，姊妹會帶嚟咧唔同嘅觀點同埋唔同嘅領導方法。
That is already documented in some studies that have been done.
咁啊，喺過去一啲喺關於姊妹嘅侍奉當中咧，已經係做咗一啲嘅研究。
Secondly, probably an increase in emphasis on community, on informality, and on nurture in the life of the church.
第二咧就姊妹嘅侍奉咧，會係着重咧喺啲較為非正規嘅社群性嘅，同埋咧係牧養性嘅嗰方面嘅侍奉。
And then thirdly, theologically and conceptually.
第三方面咧就喺神學方面同埋觀念上邊咧。
More women in church leadership.
喺教會裏面越嚟越多姊妹嘅參與。
Will increase the tendency toward organic and ecological models of the church.
會叫教會嗰個嘅生命嘅有機嘅組織咧，會有一個嘅影響。
And then number four.
第四咧。
More women in ministry may increase the trend toward more participation in ministry.
姊妹嘅參與會帶嚟咧更多嘅弟兄姊妹嘅參與。
And the equipping of believers in ministry.
以及咧，係更多嘅信徒得到被裝備。
I've noticed this in my own experience.
咁呢個喺我自己嘅經歷裏邊，我經驗到。
In conversations with women pastors.
當我同啲女牧師嚟到傾談嘅時候。
Often a greater sensitivity and concern about equipping all believers for ministry.
佢哋係更加關注咧，係去裝備信徒嘅。
The seventh thing I want to lift up this morning is the growth of religious relativism.
咁啊，第七点我想提嘅就系呢个世界性宗教嘅关系嘅增长。
Now religious pluralism has been with us for a long time。
咁宗教嘅混合呢个嘅问题咧，已经系喺我哋当中好长嘅问题。
At least in many places in the world。
或者喺世界某一啲地方里边系一个嘅问题。
That is the awareness that there are, in fact,many different religions.
咁啊，就喺知道有各殺咗有好多唔同嘅宗教存在。
But pluralism is leading to religious relativism.
但係宗教混合帶嚟咧就係宗教嘅關係。
That is the idea that there are many different religious options and worldviews.
就係話咧有好多唔同嘅可能性，好多唔同嘅世界觀。
And you may have yours, and I may have mine.
你可以有你嘅，我可以有我嘅。
And yours might be true for you, and mine might be true for me.
咁你嘅對於你係真實嘅，我嘅對我係真實嘅。
But this is happening increasingly in the world.
但係呢個情況喺世界各處咧係越嚟越多。
As there is increasing interaction.
而且彼此之間嘅關係咧係越嚟越大。
And communication worldwide.
喺世界嘅通訊系統裏邊咧越嚟越多嘅傳播。
With this is the reality of secularization.
咁帶嚟嘅就係一個世俗化嘅問題。
Secularization can lead either to secularism, that is to a totally secular worldview.
咁一方面咧，可能會帶到一個係完全世俗嘅一個嘅世界觀。
Or it can lead to religious relativism.
或者會帶嚟一個宗教上邊嘅比較性嘅一個嘅比較觀。
Not an anti-religious view.
唔係一個反對宗教嘅觀念。
But simply a relativistic view.
只不過係一個係一個對比性嘅一個觀念。
That says that religious options are a matter of individual choice.
講到咧係唔同嘅宗教係人個別嘅選擇。
With really a compromising of the view of ultimate truth.
咁其實咧係喺一個絕對真理底下一個嘅妥協。
And in this context, values are cut off from any ultimate grounding or truth claim.
咁喺咁嘅情況裏邊咧，價值係同真理咧係完全斬開冇關係啦。
They become relative.
只係成為一個對比性嘅嘢。
Based merely in subjective experience.
完全基於一個主觀性嘅經驗或者係睇法。
Now, technical civilization furthers this relativism.
咁從某個角度嚟講咧，係教育係將呢個咁樣嘅對比性咧係加強嘅。
By producing an ever-growing number of material goods.
嘅亦都俾我有好多嘅物質。
And so life really takes its meaning from the material possessions that people have.
咁啊，人嘅意義咧，係基於佢嗰個物質嘅擁有嗰個嘅意義。
And the question of faith becomes a secondary issue.
信仰咧，只係成為一個咧係次要嘅一個問題。
And it may be important to people.
可能係對有啲人係重要。
But it's not really what shapes people's lives.
但係佢唔係一個影響人生命嘅嚟。
Now this presents an obvious challenge to the church.
咁呢個咧都比較一個好。特別嘅挑戰
，challenge not simply to proclaim Jesus Christ。
挑戰教會不單係去宣講耶穌基督
，but to show how Jesus Christ is not simply a way but the way。
呢個咧係要俾人睇見耶穌基督唔係我哋嘅方法，但係咧係唯一嘅方法。
So it goes back to this question of the theological grounding of our faith。
咁所以再次翻翻去咧，就喺神學上面嗰個嘅基礎
，the biblical grounding of our faith，
聖經嘅基礎。
The whole question of truth,
整個真理嘅定義
how we understand truth,
我哋點樣睇真理
and how we present the gospel,
以及我哋點樣去傳福音
not only in terms of practical methods,
不單係具體嘅方法
but in terms of philosophical grounding and worldview,
以及咧喺哲學哲理上邊同埋咧係世界觀上邊嘅思想
Finally, I would mention an eighth trend,
最後第八個嘅趨勢咧。
The reality of changes in family structure.
就是家庭體系、家庭組織的改變這個的事實。
The structure of the family is changing in many places in the world.
在世界很多地方家庭的組織都在改變著。
This is one of the results of emerging, emerging market economy and technological changes.
這個是這個市場嘅經濟學同埋咧係其他嘅問題所產生嘅
，and urbanization
例如咧呢個嘅都市化嘅情況
，as people leave behind their traditional family structures，
人離開咗佢傳統嘅嗰種家庭嘅體系
，particularly young people，
特別係年輕嘅一代
，and move to the cities，
去到城市當中
in order to find jobs or to get education.
希望那裡呢, 找到工作, 或者找到更好的學業。
And this is a significant global phenomenon today.
這是一個世界性, 全球性的一個情況。
It's happening in Central Africa.
在, 非洲的中部是這樣。
It's beginning to happen in China.
在中國是這樣。
In many other places.
在很多地方都是這樣。
The emergence of an urban culture.
一個都市化的文化。
Of in many ways a materialist culture.
我們都可以說是一個物質的文化。
Which undermine traditional understandings of family.
在這裡是影響我們對家庭傳統的觀念。
And produce diverse understandings of what family really is.
給我一個對家庭有一個重新的看法和定義。
Now many Protestant churches have assumed the importance of the nuclear family, that is father and mother and children.
很多的基督教的教會都是看一個核心家庭的父母和兒女。
Of course, in some places, the importance of the extended family has been a part of this.
間中就講下一個更加廣闊的家庭。
But in many places, the so-called traditional family is no longer the norm.
但在很多地方,这些所谓传统的家庭,整个家族已经不是一个通常的,正常的一个模式。
Especially this is true in cities.
在城市更加是这样。
The population around the church very often is not traditional families.
在教会的人口,教会附近的人口,多数都不是家族性的人口。
We see this particularly in the United States and Western Europe.
在美國和歐洲我看到是特別多的情況。
The so-called typical family is becoming extinct.
那些家庭其實越來越消失。
In North America, nearly one-fourth of all homes are single-person homes.
在北美,四分一的家庭是單親家庭。
And one-fourth of all children live with just one parent.
四分一的兒童是跟其中一個父或母居一起居住的。
Which is a dramatic change over the last 60 years.
那是過去那60年一個很大的轉變。
And related things are happening elsewhere in the world.
那在其他地方都有一些類似的事情出現。
Some people talk about as many as 13 different types of households.
有人說現在有13種不同類型的家庭。
Emerging from, ranging from a single person
由單親家庭,
to unmarried people living together
到一些是沒有結婚住在一起的那些情況,
to more traditional patterns
以及一些是更加傳統的家庭的模式。
Now obviously this is a great challenge for the church.
這個絕對是對教會一個很大的挑戰。
Not just in terms of evangelism,
不是單單在傳福音方面,
but in terms of the social form of the church.
教會那個社會觀,
perhaps it will mean something new to speak about the church as the family of God.
當我們說教會是一個基督的家庭的時候, 這個家庭的意義是什麼呢?
Many people today have not lived in healthy families.
今天很多人都沒有一個正常的健康的家庭裡面長大。
And yet, family is one of the strong values of the gospel.
而家庭呢,包括福音裡面很強調的一個價值觀。
Fundamentally here is the reality of community.
所以基本上是一個群體的觀念。
People in close and nurturing relationships with one another.
彼此之間有一個很緊密的關係的群體。
Which is the very thing that the church specializes in.
那是聖經很強調的一件事。
That is what we are called to as Christians.
是我們基督徒被呼召去成為的。
To be a community of people based in our faith in Christ.
去成為一班基於我們在基督裡面信仰的一個群體。
And based in the power of the Spirit.
基於聖靈能力的群體。
Where people really grow to be healthy individuals.
當人這樣成長成一個健康的個人的時候,
and a healthy community.
他又成為一個健康的群體的時候,
and so this will be a challenge to the church.
這個成為教會一個挑戰,
in its methodology and in its social form.
在教會所用的方法和教會講到一個社群的關係,
and certainly in its evangelistic and discipling ministries.
肯定對於教會做報道以及做門徒訓練的
So these are some of the things that are shaping the church today.
所以這些就是在影響教會的, 冒著教會的一些力量。
and that will continue to shape the church over the next several years. As the church feels the impact of some of the global trends we'll be talking about in the next session. Now, these are not the only trends facing the church. Certainly, there's the reality of population growth and widespread urbanization. There's the new growth of the church in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union.
影響,
there's the resurgence of Islam,
回教的, 影響,
and especially Islamic fundamentalism,
特別呢, 回教他那個,那些,很忠於回教,精忠回教的那班的,奮進的分子,
there's the rapid growth of new mission agencies in the church,
在世界各地都有很多新的宣教組織出現,
particularly the dramatic growth of mission sending groups in the so-called third world. And there is massive migration today, especially from refugees and new immigration. So these are some of the forces shaping the church. Where do all these realities leave the church? These and related trends will require ongoing study and analysis. But they represent areas of ferment and challenge for the church. Now, the future rests on the faithfulness or unfaithfulness of God's people.
将来呢, 是基于神的子民的忠心或者是不忠心的。
And finally, of course, on God's sovereign activity.
固然呢,
but attending to these actual and potential trends can help us.
但我们去了解, 去明了这些趋势呢,
can help us to sort out the realities that we face, and what it means to respond faithfully.
以及呢,
now, there are many specific things we might say in response to these realities. But my own feeling is that the fundamental challenge is a very basic and simple one.
但我覺得是一個很基本的、很簡單的一個挑戰呢，就是
and that is the church must rediscover anew the energy and the power of the gospel.
教會需要重新的去體驗翻福音的能力。
Thank you. We want to talk in this session about some global trends.
咁我哋呢一堂咧就讲一啲世界性嘅趋势啦。
The world is a complicated place.
咁呢个嘅世界系一个好复杂嘅地方。
And I don't think anyone fully understands it.
冇，我相信咧冇一个人可以完全嘅了解得晒。
That is any human being.
啊，因为我哋个个都系人一。
But these are exciting times to live and to be Christian.
但喺呢个时候里边做基督徒喺个时候里边生活咧，的确咧系好刺激嘅。
It's interesting to see what is happening in the world today.
叫我哋去睇翻今日喺世界里边发生紧嘅事情。
And I want to try to summarize some things that seem to me are very important.
咁我会尝试咧去归合一下咧，我觉得系好重要嘅几个嘅情况。
Again, these are currents or trends that seem to me to be long term.
咁有一次咧，我会觉得呢啲嘅趋势咧系一个长期会发展落去嘅趋势。
We face the difficult question of trying to distinguish between short term fads or popular things and longer term currents.
咁我有时咧系好难去分辨到一啲短期性嘅一啲潮流，同以及一啲嘅长期性嘅趋势。
But what we're looking for is those underlying currents that are having long-range impact.
但我哋而家会着重睇咧，就系嗰啲会长期嘅影响紧我哋嘅嗰啲咁嘅情况。
So that's what we want to look at today.
咁咧就我哋今日第二堂咧会集中睇嘅。
Last year there was an article in the magazine Atlantic Monthly in the United States.
去年咧喺美國一個嘅雜誌叫 Atlantic Monthly 嗰度咧係有個咁嘅文章，
就係a man by the name of Benjamin Barber。
咁啊，一個叫 Benjamin Barber 嘅人所寫嘅。
And he talks about two competing trends in the world today。
佢講咗今日世界上面咧有兩個喺度爭競緊嘅趨勢。
One of these is globalism or globalization。
一個咧就係全球性啦。
The various forces that are tending to unite the world.
是很多不同的力量想嘗試將世界是統一起來聯合起來。
And the other is what he calls tribalism.
而另一個勢力呢就是所謂的是部落性。
That is the reassertion of ethnic identity.
很多不同的民族開始來到去走返出來。
Which obviously is more of a fragmenting kind of a trend.
是一個叫世界分裂的一個這樣的走勢。
So he says, beyond the horizon of current events are two possible futures.
咁所以佢話咧，喺我哋而家面臨嘅情況裏邊咧，我哋睇見將來咧將會有兩個嘅機會，兩個可能性。
And he says neither of these is necessarily democratic.
是但一個咧都會係一個好大嘅影響。
The first he calls a retribalization of much of humankind.
第一個咧佢話咧係人類嗰個民族主義嘅再一次嚟去劃分。
What he calls a Lebanonization of nation states, that is what has happened to Lebanon happening to many nations.
在黎巴嫩所发生的情况将会在世界其他的地方里面再次的出现。
In which culture is pitted against culture.
是的，文化和文化之间的争竞。
People against people.
人和人之间的争斗。
Tribe against tribe.
种族之间的斗争。
A sort of holy war in the name of many different faiths and ideologies.
在很多不同的意念观念底下的所谓的圣战
Based in the reassertions of ethnic identities.
那都是因为他们那个的民族的特性和他们的身份再次的涌现。
And we, of course, we just have to listen to the news to realize there's some truth in this.
那我们今天听下新闻就知道这个情况是确实是真实的。
What's happening in the Middle East?
在中東的情況
in former Yugoslavia
在以往的蘇聯
and much of the former Soviet Union
和東歐的地方
not only the breakup of the Soviet Republics
不單是那個蘇聯的體系的解體
but even within the smallest of these republics battles between smaller ethnic groups
就算在他自己現在解體了之後的國家裡面仍然都是有很多民族的鬥爭
So that is, in a sense, a destabilizing tendency.
咁呢個咧係我哋見到係叫我哋唔能夠去安定落嚟嘅一啲咁嘅影響性嘅勢力。
Now he, Barber speaks about the second trend, globalization.
咁啊 ，Barber 喺呢篇文章裏面講到另外一個嘅勢力咧，就係一個世界性嘅全球性嘅。
Which he says is being brought on by the onrush of economic and ecological forces.
就係因為咧經濟嘅緣故咧，係叫呢個全球咧係走埋一齊。
Forces that demand integration and uniformity.
係叫人咧係國家同國家之間係有一個新嘅組合。
And that fascinates the world.
叫整個世界咧都係好詫異嘅一個情況。
With fast music.Fast computers and fast food.
越嚟越快嘅電腦，越嚟越快嘅快餐。
With MTV and Macintosh computers.
有蘋果牌電腦，或者係呢個嘅錄影帶嘅音樂帶。
And McDonald's restaurants.
麥當勞快餐店。
Pressing nations into one homogeneous global network.
佢哋嘅擴張叫整個世界咧係統一化起嚟。
He calls this Mac World for McDonald's.
咁啊，佢用麥當勞嗰個個麥咧，就成為咧一個即係一個嘅巨無霸，成一個巨無嘅世界組織。
Now, people here in Hong Kong should be very well aware of this.
咁啊，喺香港就我哋接觸好多呢啲啊。
Because I read that 8 of the 10 busiest McDonald's in the world are in Hong Kong.
因為咧，世界上最忙碌嘅八個麥當勞嘅分銷處咧，就喺香港。
Barber says these two tendencies are sometimes happening in the same countries at the same time.
咁呢啲咁嘅影響力咧，有時咧喺同一個時間喺同一個國家裏邊同時嘅出現。
For example, in Yugoslavia.
例如喺南斯拉夫咧。
On the one hand, wanting to be a part of Europe.
一方面想成為歐洲嘅一部分。
On the other hand, breaking up into ethnic groups.
同時間咧又喺度咧係解體緊。
He says that this globalization of politics is driven by market forces.
咁佢話呢個政治上邊嘅世界性嘅統一咧，係因為個市場關係咧係有影響。
But also by information technology.
亦都係因為咧係資訊嘅影響所致嘅。
And also what he calls the resource imperative, the need for resources.
咁同埋咧，因為人咧係對資源嘅需求所達成。
He says every nation, it turns out, needs something another nation has.
咁啊，因為個個國家都有啲嘢咧係其他國家有嘅。
And some nations have almost nothing they need.
咁啊，有啲國家自己好多需要嘢咧，都係冇嘅自己。
So I think this is a useful insight for us.
咁呢個嘅觀察咧，係對我哋一個好重要嘅啟示。
We do live in this, in fact, in this tendency between conflicting trends.
我哋的而且確係活喺一個咧，彼此有。 增勁嘅一個咁嘅唔同嘅趨勢嘅影響底下。
Perhaps there's another third trend in between these two that he doesn't mention.
咁或者呢兩個趨勢之餘咧，仲有第三個趨勢係佢冇講到嘅。
That's what we might call regionalism.
或者我哋叫呢個做地區性地區主義。
That is the dividing up of the world into regional blocks.
將世界咧分成為唔同嘅區域。
Not according to the traditional nations.
唔係過去嘅國家性嘅劃分。
Not according to political alliances of the past,
甚至唔係咧係政治體系嘅劃分,
but according to new economic realities,
係新嘅經濟體系.
The recent election in Australia is an example.
即係喺澳洲嘅選舉咧，係一個好明顯嘅例子啦.
The Prime Minister says Australia is now a part of the Pacific.
咁啊，佢話咧，澳洲咧係太平洋嘅一部分。
And there's a new sense of being a part of the Pacific Rim rather than a part of the British Commonwealth.
咁啊，將自己咧睇成為一個太平洋經濟體系裏邊一部分，而唔係咧係英國嗰個嘅以前嘅英國嗰個共和國嘅體系裏邊。
So there is the possibility of this reality also of regionalism.
咁所以呢個就係地區性嘅主義。
Particularly North America with the North America Trade Pact.
咁特別咧係北美，咁又北美佢嗰個嘅商務嘅新嘅協定
，and a united Europe gradually integrating Eastern Europe，
歐洲嘅統一化，甚至影響埋東歐
，and the Pacific Rim，
以及咧呢個太平洋嘅一個區域
，so these are some shaping influences，
咁即係呢個係影響緊我哋塑造緊我呢個社會嘅一啲嘅影響力
，and there as I say there's a tension between these。
咁剛才我講過咧，係佢哋當中有一個嘅壓力嘅。
And yet it seems to me that the most basic and underlying of these trends is globalism or globalization.
咁喺佢底下咧，仲有一啲嘅暗湧。
It's no longer accurate to divide the world into first, second, and third world.
我哋再唔可以好清楚將世界分成為第一世界、第二世界、第三世界。
Old distinctions are becoming obsolete.
以前呢啲咁嘅分界咧，呢啲定義咧，而家已經係冇作用啦。
Because of global economic integration.
咁因為世界性嘅嗰啲經濟嘅重整
，and the collapse of communism.
共產主義嘅崩潰
，as an ideology.
作為一個嘅思想體系嘅崩潰
，and other things that I will speak of.
咁同埋好多其他嘅嘢。
The most basic reality, it seems to me, is globalization.
咁我覺得最重要嘅，最值得我睇嘅就係呢個世界嘅統一
，which is producing changes in many other areas as well.
喺好多其他嘅層面上面咧，都會產生影響。
So we want to look at some of the dimensions of that.
咁所以我哋就會詳細睇一睇。
Now I'd like to speak specifically of seven trends.
咁我會具體講七個嘅趨勢
，that is broader trends in the world，
係全球性較為闊大嘅影響力
，that are shaping， that are giving new shape to the world，
係喺度咧重新塑造緊呢個世界嘅。
And to summarize these briefly，
咁嘗試用呢七個嘅趨勢咧嚟去將呢個嘅情況嚟到去總結起嚟。
The first is what I would call instant access。
咁第一個咧，我叫做咧係即時嘅 傳達嘅系統
，the new shape of communication，
呢個新嘅傳播系統
，and of access to information，
我哋對資訊嘅掌握。
Global society has entered the age of instant access。
咁因为呢个全球嘅一体性咧，一体化咧，就叫我哋可以达到更大嘅更快脆嘅攞到一啲嘅资讯，一啲嘅需要嘅嘢。
Everyone is plugged in，
个个人咧都系咧系同呢个嘅体系有接触
，at least potentially，
起码咧有咁嘅机会可以得到接触。
Instant access to news，
咁对新闻我哋有好快嘅资讯
；to financial trends，
对一啲经济嘅消息，我哋好快就得到资料
；to styles of music and art and fashion，
对新嘅潮流嘅音乐、新嘅服装。
These are shaping culture in nearly every land。
咁呢啲嘅情况咧，系影响紧好多唔同地区唔同嘅国家嘅文化。
The rock bands sound about the same in Eastern Europe or Latin America.
在東歐的那些搖擺的音樂和南美的音樂是很類似
Or even in Japan or China.
甚至在日本或中國搖擺音樂都是很類似的一個情況
Businessmen wear the same styles of clothes the world over.
做生意的人在世界各處都是穿差不多同樣的衣服
And so do teenagers.
年輕人都是這樣
So what people call the global teen look.
咁啊，呢个叫做世界性嘅青年人嘅外表
，and perhaps the emergence of a global teen culture，
或者一个咧更加重要就系一个年轻人嘅世界性嘅文化。
So this is the shape of global integration。
咁呢个就系整个世界性嘅一个嘅互相互动嘅一个嘅关系。
Basic to all of this is global communication。
主因咧，就因为咧呢个传播世界性嘅传播体系
，time and space have been conquered by electronics，
时间同埋空间咧已经被啲电子嘅嚟征服。
Of course， we are increasingly aware of this，
咁我越嚟越明白呢一样嘢。
Telephones, fax machines and all that goes with it，
咁啊电话啊 fax 机啊呢个都系其中一啲嘅产品。
And also beneath the surface, all kinds of sensors and switches。
咁啊喺我哋唔見到之下咧，就有好多嘅偵察嘅系統。
And of course, above all else, computers。
咁啊，仲有咧就係嗰電腦啦。
Which lie behind many other kinds of development。
咁啊喺好多嘅電子嘅體系發展底下之後咧，係電腦嘅功勞。
So the development of digital computers today。
咁啊，今日好多嘅嗰啲電子手掌機啦。
And in the future, wireless and optical and other kinds of computers。
甚至咧，將來下一代嘅無線嘅電腦結連咧
，is leading to us to the climax of the electronic revolution。
咁將呢個電子嘅革命咧帶到更高嘅高潮。
So this is the what we might call the computer-driven electronics revolution。
咁將我講呢個可以話係一個由電腦推動嘅電子嘅革命。
Which we are perhaps only one tenth of the way into so far。
我哋而家咧可能只不過喺個革命裏邊嘅十分之一啫。
This will have a greater impact on global society.
咁會繼續咧，對於整個未來嘅社會咧，係有好大影響。
And on daily living，
喺每一日嘅生活咧，會有好大影響。
Than did the automobile or the atomic bomb。
咁啊，比起汽車嘅出現，比起原子彈嘅出現會更加大。
Now the immediate social significance of this is speed。
咁即時嘅效應咧，就係速度啦。
Global electronic communication is rapidly approaching the speed of light。
咁啊，呢個世界性嘅傳播系統咧，嗰個速度咧係達到光速。
This means the practical end of space and time as barriers to communication。
所以時間同埋距離咧，再唔係一個嘅問題。
Now this revolution, of course, has been going on for a couple of generations。
咁呢個咁樣嘅革命咧，我相信仲有好多代繼續發展落去。
But in the last century, it has become truly global。
但過去嗰個世紀，我哋見到就係咧，呢個嘅影響係世界性嘅出現。
With communications, satellites and fiber optics，
嗰啲光纖嘅出現咧，人造衛星嘅出現咧
，and other aspects of this technology，
同埋喺呢啲嘅科技上面好多嘅新嘅發明。
So in a technological sense, the globe is now totally networked。
咁所以從一個科技嘅社會嚟講咧，呢個世界咧係已經係完全係結連咗一起嘅啦。
That is anywhere on Earth. If you have the proper equipment, you can be plugged in.
無論你喺世界邊一度地方，只要你有適當嘅器材咧，你就可以咧從任何嘅人世界另一個地方人咧，可以有結連，有通訊。
Now this produces changes in many other areas.
咁啊，呢一個咁嘅景況咧，帶出好多嘅影響。
In politics and economics，
喺 政治上面嘅，喺经济上面嘅。
In entertainment and cultural styles，
喺娱乐上面，喺文化嘅发展上面。
And in religion as well，
甚至喺宗教上面都系。
Modern technology has created an electronic nervous system。
现代嘅文明科技咧，产生一个电子嘅脉搏。
Sending messages instantaneously to all parts of the earth。
将资讯咧系即时嘅达到世界每一个地方。
The point is that this has never before been true in history。
咁呢个情况以往咧系喺历史当中唔能够成就嘅。
And we still don't know all that it will mean in the long term。
我哋而家都仲未知咧呢个而家成就咗嘅事情到将来会有带嚟咩嘅影响。
But the question is what is actually sent over this network？
但系究竟喺呢个嘅咁嘅体系之上系啲咩嘢咧？
Now obviously news of all kinds。
咁固然咧系有新闻嘅传播啦。
Not only public news that we're aware of, public access。
But 但系我哋知道咧，世界各处发生紧嘅消息。
But also huge amounts of specialized information。
除咗系新闻嘅传播之外，仲有好多好专业嘅专门化嘅资讯咧喺度传播紧。
Information relevant only to specialized networks。
系针对特别嘅接收系统嘅。
Whether that's financial or scientific，
例如咧经济嘅或者系科技性嘅
，or military or intelligence，
军事上边嘅或者系情报上边嘅
，or criminal，
或者系罪犯上嘅罪行上嘅
，because there is increasing sophisticated international criminal network，
因为咧喺呢个国际嘅反罪恶嘅体系嘅组织上面咧，亦都有好多嘅咁嘅资讯嘅交流。
So there is this transmission of information。
咁所以呢嘅資訊咧就透過呢個咁嘅電子嘅網絡咧嚟傳播緊出去。
But in another sense, what gets communicated is not really information。
但係其實喺度傳播緊嘅唔係單單係一啲資訊。
It's really simple electronic pulses。
傳播緊嘅係一啲電子嘅脈搏。
Sent in such patterns that they can be translated into words and symbols。
因為佢嗰個嘅排列，以至你可以將佢翻譯出嚟，成為一啲嘅文字或者一啲嘅圖畫
，and into various kinds of images，
或者好多唔同嘅形象。
So communication is really about the manipulation of symbols and images。
咁所以其實傳播咧就係你對一啲咁嘅形象，你點樣去操縱佢。
Now in one sense this has always been true。
咁從另一個角度嚟講，呢個係包都係咁嘅啦。
Words themselves and characters are symbols。
说话或者字咧，只不过一个代表性嘅文字，一个嘅图画。
And there are many kinds of non-verbal symbolic communication。
仲有好多系非语性嘅嗰啲嘅传达。
But in electronic communication, this is especially true。
但系喺个电子化嘅传播系统里边，呢个系更加真实。
Images translated into electronic form and back into images。
一个形象译成为一个电子嘅脉搏，然后再译翻成为形象。
And we are entering an age of increasing importance of symbols。
咁所以呢个嘅象征物咧系越嚟越重要。
Symbols and images。
象征物或者形象。
Watch and you will increasingly see how this is true。
咁嗱，我哋要细心睇下咧，呢个嘅真实咧系会越嚟越真。
It's not the thing, but it's the image that it represents。
唔系嗰样嘢，但系咧代表呢样嘢嘅嗰个形象。
So it's not the pair of pants that a person wears, but it's the label on the pants.
唔係嗰人著嘅嗰條褲，但係咧佢嗰條褲上面嗰個襪頭。
It's what the symbol represents.
咁呢個咧就係形象。
And that little example is true in much broader ways as well.
咁呢個咁顯淺嘅例子咧，喺好多嘅更加大嘅事情上面咧，係更加係咁樣樣。
So the question of style related to the question of meaning.
咁啊，佢潮流嗰個嘅趨勢同埋咧個意義嗰個嘅關係。
Now I talk about instant access。
咁剛才我講嘅話咧，啲資訊嘅可以即時嘅掌握到嘅情況。
But there's also the fact that not everyone has access。
但係咧，同時間亦都唔係個個都可以掌握得到。
Sometimes we talk about the gap between the rich and poor。
有時我哋講到咧係有錢嘅同貧窮之間嗰個嘅鴻溝。
But information adds a new element to that.
但係資訊咧，亦都係帶嚟咧另一個嘅鴻溝。
The difference between those who have access to information and those who do not.
嗰啲可以攞得到資訊嘅，同嗰啲攞唔到資訊嘅。
And maybe this will be the new shape of the split between rich and poor in the future.
咁呢個可能成為將來咧貧富懸殊嘅另一個嘅分裂嘅力量。
a minority with instant access.
有一小撮人有即時掌握到資訊的方法和機會
in terms of shaping culture.
以致他可以去影響整個文化
And the majority who receive this
而大部分人他在領受這些東西
But in a sense are access poor.
但他們是掌握不到資訊的
So that's part of this whole aspect of the communications revolution.
咁呢個就係喺呢個傳播上面嘅一個革命。
A global information society redefines the meaning of nation.
咁呢個全球性嘅統一緊嘅呢個社會咧，再一次嚟重定翻國家係一個咩嘅意思？
Of nation and of a national economy.
國家同埋國家嘅經濟。
Nations are rooted in history.
國家咧係喺歷史上面咧係有根嘅。
To some degree, they're rooted in geographical realities.
從某個角度嚟講，亦都係同一個地域有關係嘅。
But the map is really being redrawn by the communications revolution.
但係因為呢個嘅傳播嘅革命咧，將呢個嘅地圖咧再一次嚟到去重畫。
So the map. Less and less looks like the traditional map of continents and nations.
咁將來我哋會見到嘅地圖咧，就唔係好似而家咁樣一個個州嘅咁嚟到睇啦。And
more and more, it looks like a web of communication networks.
但係咧，我哋會見到嘅就係咧，嗰啲嘅傳播體系嘅結束同埋咧係結連。Some
say that the very idea of the nation state will become obsolete.
有啲人話咧，連呢個嘅州呢個咁嘅觀念咧，都會咧係冇埋。Personally,
I think that judgment may be premature.
咁可能咁樣嘅言論咧係太過早啦。But
at least it is true that another reality is competing with the historic reality of nations.
但係我哋可能見到就係因為有另一種嘅情況，從呢個咧傳統嘅國家嘅觀念嘅情況喺度咧係競爭緊所引致。And
that's the reality of this kind of an instant access global society.
咁就係一個咧係即時資訊即時掌握得到嘅一個咁樣嘅社會系統。So
this changes the question of where it is that you live.
咁呢個就會影響就係究竟你住喺邊一度。What
is your address?
你嘅地址係咩嘢？
Increasingly, it's a question of your electronic address.
咁啊，將會咧就係你嗰個電子化嘅地址。
And this will change the sense of what it means to be located in a particular place.
咁啊，就緊你喺邊一個地方存在咧，係好關鍵性。
So everything else is being shaped by this communications revolution.
咁所以各樣嘢都係俾呢個咁嘅傳播嘅革命咧嚟到影響住。Which
is a part of this reality of globalization that I've been talking about.
係我哋正話所講嘅呢個世界嘅一統一一體化嘅其中一個嘅影響。
The second thing I want to talk about is the emerging world economy.
第二個我想講嘅就係一個世界經濟體系嘅一個出現。
The global web economically speaking.
喺呢個從經濟上面嚟講咧，呢個世界上面嘅一個嘅體系。
Now this is most obvious in business and economics.
喺做生意嘅同埋經濟角度裏面嚟講咧，我哋就會好明白。Integration
and networking on a global scale.
係做一個國際性嘅聯繫聯盟。So
the earth is becoming one vast marketplace.
咁所以整個世界就一個大嘅市場。Or
perhaps a network of shopping malls.
或者話一個咧係好多嘅商業嘅購物中心嘅一個嘅聯繫。
Now there are several elements to this.
咁當中有幾個嘅原因。First,
the global information economy.
第一就係呢個嘅世界性嘅資訊經濟。That
economics is increasingly based on information.
個經濟咧係基於嗰啲資訊嘅資料。And
that we are moving from the industrial age to the information age.
我哋從工業社會轉成為咧係資訊社會。So
the leading edge of the world economy is information.
咁所以世界嘅經濟嘅巔峰咧，就係個資訊。
It's more information than manufacturing.
要有資訊先有資訊，而咧着重資訊而唔係着重喺生產。
In the sense of where the power is and where money is to be made.
要知道咧個能力喺邊一度，權力中心喺邊度，喺邊度咧揾到錢。
A part of this, secondly, is the rising importance of economics.
另一个就是经济的重要性越来越加强。
We are witnessing a shift from political ideology to economic pragmatism.
以往就是说政治的思想体系为掌权性的，现在就是经济体系掌权。
Now this can go under a lot of different labels.
这个可能有不同的名堂底下来出现。
It can be rapid and dramatic like we've seen in Eastern Europe.
可能是好像东欧那么戏剧性的一个改变。
Or it could be more gradual as we're seeing in China.
或者是好像中国那样是慢慢的演变。
But it's economic pragmatism as the major force for global cohesion.
但这个经济的实践、经济的实用性将会成为一个世界一个新的联系力量。
The shift from the importance of economics to the importance of economic pragmatism.
由以往的着重政治，跟着着重经济，现在要着重经济的效应。
Now this is obviously happening in China today.
这个在中国固然是很明显的出现。
But in somewhat different ways, we see the same thing elsewhere in the world.
但在世界各处，其实我都见紧。
The third aspect of this is new common market.
第三点就是一个新的共同市场。
That's partly what I was referring to earlier when I talked about regionalism.
刚才我讲到区域化的时候，都是提及到少少。
New regional common markets and trade zones.
一个新的市场，一个新的区域，经济的区域。
1992 was a key year in Europe with regard to this.
1992年是对欧洲一个好重要的一年。creating
the world's largest and probably most dynamic economic unit.
产生一个新的世界性的经济体系，一个嘅合体。
Outside of China, of course.
咁固然咧，呢个系喺中国以外嘅另一个大嘅联盟。
But this is provoking similar developments elsewhere in the world.
咁因为欧洲嘅一体化咧，亦都系带嚟世界好多地方嘅想仿效嘅地方。
The economic rise of the Pacific Rim.
太平洋嗰度嘅经济嘅复兴。
Fueled initially by Japan and increasingly by Hong Kong, South Korea, Singapore, and Taiwan.
咁啊喺日本個經濟起飛，跟住咧係四小龍呢個嘅情況。
So that, for example, now in the United States, the primary frontier is the West Coast rather than the East.
咁例如喺美國咧，而家嗰個經濟嘅力量集中咗喺西岸，而唔係喺東岸。
So this is a part of this picture of new common markets.
咁呢個都係一個新嘅共同市場嘅一個嘅體現。
And this is what lies behind economic developments in the United States.
呢個係喺美國經濟發展背後嘅一個嘅力量。
The 1989 agreement between the United States and Canada.
1989年美國同加拿大嗰個嘅合約。
And now the new treaty that it will probably be put into effect with Mexico.
咁而家咧就會亦都會同墨西哥嚟簽約。
Creating a total North American free trade zone.
叫整個美洲北美洲成一個咧係自由市場。
The same thing is happening in other parts of the world.
咁喺世界其他地方都會出現同樣嘅嘢。
In Brazil and Argentina are working toward a similar agreement.
巴西同埋呢個阿根廷咧，亦都係討論緊咁樣嘅一個合約。
And something similar is happening in the Islamic world.
喺呢個回教嘅國家裏邊咧，亦都係發生緊咁嘅嘢。
Especially with the collapse of the Soviet Union.
特別咧喺蘇聯解體之後。
The creation of an expanded Muslim economic trading zone.
一個回教體系嘅一個經濟嘅交易嘅地方。
This is already partially in place.
咁呢個已經係部分出現咗啦。
And there are negotiations toward expanding it.
咁啊，而家正在討論緊點樣將呢個嘅關係咧嚟擴大。
Creating an economic common market of at least 10 Muslim nations.
咁起碼有10個回教國家會聯合一齊咧，成為一個共同體。
Encompassing some 220 million Muslims.
咁有二千萬嘅回教信徒，或者係回教嘅人民。
Another aspect, number four of the global economy.
咁第四個帶嚟嘅呢個影響咧
，is the new shape of the corporation.
就係公司係一個新嘅公司嘅體系。
What some call the high-value corporation.
有啲人叫做呢個高價值嘅公司。
as opposed to the high volume corporation.
以前是有一个高的产量、高的数字的一个公司。
This has to do with the restructuring of corporations.
咁所以将公司嘅观念咧，亦都系再一次嚟到重整。
With less emphasis on hardware and more on information and software.
唔系着重咧，系有几多嘅机器，乃系有几多嘅资讯。
For example, many corporations are cutting back on the actual resources that they own.
咁好多嘅机构咧喺度系减紧佢哋所有嘅一啲拥有嘅一啲嘅资源，即系资产。
Less factories, more rented facilities.
咁啊，少啲佢哋自己買嘅、擁有嘅工廠，而家去用咧租用嘅地方。
With a high degree of flexibility.
咁以至帶嚟有更大嘅彈性。
And the ability to move operations from one part of the world to another rapidly.
更快速嘅從一個國家搬去另一個地方嚟到去運作。
And a new form of corporate organization.
一種新嘅公司嘅體系。
Not based on the older pyramidal styles,
唔係以前咧金字塔式嘅咁樣嘅體系，
but more of a rapid networking style.
係一個咧更多係一個聯繫性嘅一個咁嘅體系。
Related to this is number five, new stateless corporations. Corporations not grounded in any one state.
咁啊，另一個嘅影響咧就係話咧，呢個嘅機構咧，呢個公司咧，再唔係基於一個嘅州，一個即係一個地區。 咁嘅情況，
in other words, truly supranational corporations that exist above any particular nation.
真真正正係超越國界嘅一個嘅機構出現。
Now obviously, transnational, multinational corporations have been around for a long time.
咁我哋所謂國際性組織咧，過去就已經存在咗好耐啦。
Even since the Middle Ages.
咁啊，由呢個中世紀嘅時候已經係出現。
But a new kind of international corporation emerged in the 1980s.
但係喺呢個80年代咧，有一個新嘅國際性嘅組織咁嘅體系出現。
These are corporations that literally are not based in any one nation.
呢啲咁嘅機構咧，呢啲公司咧，唔係喺一個國家裏邊嚟到運作。
But corporations which are international in at least four respects.
咁啊，喺我哋起碼有四個層面可以講話咧，佢真係國際化。
In management, not drawn from any one nation, but international.
例如佢哋嘅管理階層咧，佢管理方法咧都唔係單單係嚟自一個國家嘅管理階層。
And financing.
佢哋嘅錢嘅來源咧，亦都唔係基於一個嘅國家。
With money and investment coming from various places.
佢哋嘅投資，佢哋都係去到好多唔同嘅國家。
And production.
佢哋嘅生產咧。
Which may happen any place in the world.
可以喺好多地方一齊生產。
And of course in marketing.
以及咧佢哋嗰個嘅推廣啊市場。
The point is that these corporations have no real national loyalty or identity.
咁呢啲咁嘅新嘅國際性組織咧，佢哋機構咧，佢哋對佢冇對任何一個國家有一個特別嘅歸屬感嘅。
And yet their operations are often larger than that of many nations.
佢哋嗰個嘅運作咧，佢哋嗰個嘅經營咧，係大過一個國家嘅。
So these are some of the dimensions of the global marketplace.
咁所以呢個就係咧，所謂國際嘅市場。
Now, Canadian communications communicator Marshall McLuhan spoke of a global village.
咁啊，加拿大一個好出名嘅傳播嘅專家，佢話咧呢個叫國際鄉村。
But with the rapid growth of cities, the better image is the global city.
咁啊，但係咧，越嚟越多嘅城市都市化出現嘅時候咧，咁可能我哋應該改做一個國際都市
and the global marketplace.
一個國際性嘅咁嘅市場。
Now I spoke of regional trade zones as a part of this reality.
咁我曾經講過咧，呢個嘅商業嗰個嘅做生意嘅咁嘅區域，成為一個咁樣嘅趨勢。
One aspect of this is the reshaping of the American economy.
咁其中一個受影響就係美國嘅經濟啦。
And particularly a shift in employment patterns.
喺佢哋，譬如佢哋嘅僱員嘅方法上邊咧，係有好大嘅改變。
By the year 2000, nearly 90% of American workers will be in the service sector.
咁係到公元2000年嘅時候咧，美國90%嘅僱員咧會係參與喺一啲服務性行業裏邊。
And half of these will be in the information industry.
咁而當中一半咧就會喺資訊行業。
And half of those in the information industry will actually work at home.
咁啊，而當中有一半咧，又其實喺屋企翻工嘅。
So these are some of the dimensions of this change in economy.
咁所以咧，呢個係影響緊整個經濟。
In the United States, one aspect of this has to do with the question of education.
美國其中一個原因咧，就因為教育。
Because of the low quality of public education.
因為嗰個嘅。政府所提供的教育的水準的下降。
Public education is, in many places is beginning to shift to business, to the businesses.
在這些的教育很多就現在由那些商業機構來到去接管。
And businesses are becoming involved in the business of education.
他們參與了在那個的商業科系的教育上面。
And it's not clear what all the implications of this might be.
那這個的參與，這個的影響究竟大將來點咧？我哋都仲未好清楚。
But it creates the idea of the corporation as also a village。
咁即係見到一方面咧係一個嘅機構嘅出現，亦都一個咧係鄉村嘅出現。
With including services such as drug stores and medical and dental offices。
我哋見到有啲咁嘅賣藥嘅店鋪。
And schools and child care centers。
以及咧喺學校同埋咧係呢個幼兒園咁咧係連成一體。
The point is here that traditionally the family and the village or the neighborhood has been the center of social cohesion。
但以前咧個家庭或者係嗰條村咧，成為咧係一個群體佢哋嗰個嘅維繫力。
And these are essentially private, non-commercial groups。
咁呢啲係私人化嘅，唔係商業性嘅一啲組織。
But what will it mean for economic interests to lie at the base of social cohesion?
但係將來咧，嗰個經濟嘅體系咧，將會成為呢個人與人之間維繫嘅一個嘅根源嘅力量。
That raises questions about value and about the lifestyle and what we take to be important in life.
咁樣咧就會影響緊我哋嗰個嘅價值觀，我哋嗰個嘅生命，我哋生活嘅方式。
And is one of the areas where this provides a challenge to the church。
咁呢個咧亦都係帶嚟教會一個好大嘅挑戰。
So these realities reveal the shape of the emerging global economy。
咁呢啲嘅情況咧就係反映咗呢個世界各地統一嘅一個咁嘅情況，特別係經濟方面嘅統一。
With new kinds of workers and new kinds of skills,
有新一類嘅工人，新一類嘅工作嘅能力出現。
The new economy will be made up primarily of three kinds of work.
咁啊，將來嘅經濟體系咧，將會主要係三方面嘅工作嘅啫。
Which have been categorized by some as routine production services.
咁一類咧就係咧係好黑板性嘅日常工作。
That is those who produce goods.
咁就係嗰啲要繼續生產嘅
in-person services, that is those who work with people。
咁第二類咧就係人際嘅工作，就係同人之間嘅關係
and symbolic analytic services。
咁第三類咧就係嗰啲嘅象徵性嘅服務
，that is what Robert Reich calls symbolic analysis analysts。
咁啊就係將一啲嘅象徵的資料來到去將它分析的一個工作
The people who identify and solve problems
去找出個問題以及解決這些問題
The information brokers
那些將資訊來到去再批售給人的一些新的工作
Who make the significant connections
所以他們就會成為一個這樣將資訊和人之間作聯繫的一個工作
And where a great deal of money is to be made
當中就會賺很多錢的
So this is a shift in the model of the global economy.
咁所以呢個係整個世界性嘅經濟一個好大嘅轉變。
And it's emerging, it speaks of the emergence of a new global economy.
講到一個新嘅全球性嘅經濟體系。
I think this signals shifts in some broader senses.
咁呢啲嘅信號咧，喺從某一個角度嚟睇咧，係一個好大嘅改變緊。
The global economy suggests a shift in model.
世界嘅經濟提議我哋咧呢個嘅模式嘅改變
，that is in terms of our underlying models and assumptions，
係喺度影響我哋過去嘅我哋所認知嘅嗰啲嘅模式。
Particularly a shift from the pyramid to the web as a form of organization.
以前是一个三角形的金字塔式的一个体系，现在是一个圆形的一个体系。
What some have called the shift from hierarchies to networking.
有人就说这个是过去就是这个权力的架构的体系，现在是一个关系的体系。
But this represents also a shift in consciousness.
但这个也影响了我们的警觉性。
And how we think about reality.
我们对真实对事实的分析，对那个看法。
No longer can business think only locally or nationally.
那些生意呢，再不能够看一个地区或者本地。
And that's true also for us as Christians.
因为我们做基督徒都是这样了。
No longer can we operate in isolation from the global context.
我们不可以再从世界断绝出来的，分割出来的，这样来去运作。
So this is a massive shift in consciousness.
所以这个是一个很大的转移。
From the local and national to the global.
从国家性转移成为一个是全球性。
But we need to be able to think globally and act locally.
但是我们又要一方面要思想全球性，但是运作是要本地性。
This has been the watchword of some people in the environmental movement.
这个是在环保分子里面他们很关注的一个情况。
To think globally but to act locally.
要思想全球性，但是运作是要本地性。
And that also is a challenge for the church.
这个也是教会的挑战。
This also means, as I mentioned earlier, a shift from things to symbols.
另一个影响就是我刚才所提到的，以往集中一些物品、物件，现在是去集中一些图像、一些象征。
This is a shift away from things to the connections between things.
事与事之间那种的关系现在是改变了。
And the new focus on the patterns and structures that hold things together.
集中的就是怎样将这些东西联合在一起。
This is true in business.
做生意是这样。
But it's also true in science, as I will comment in a moment.
在科学也是这样，我一会就会详细讲一下。
Now the third major area I'd like to look at is the environment.
第三个大题目我要看的就是环境。
This is the concern with our physical environment being at risk.
这个就是讲到我们所在的环境所面对的危险。
So this third key trend is colored green.
所以第三个大的趋势就是绿色运动。
It concerns the earth as our physical environment.
关心到我们所存在的这个地球。
There are two aspects to this trend.
这个趋势我们可以看到两方面。
One is the increasing environmental threats.
第一就是环境带来给我们的那些危机。
But also, secondly, the increasing awareness of these dangers.
但同时间另一个就是我们去觉察到这些危机的出现。
Now, environment means our home, where we live.
环境就是我们的家，我们所住的地方。
And we're coming to see increasingly that we live in a bigger house than we had thought.
咁我哋咧发现咧，我哋住紧嘅唔系单单我哋嗰个嘅肉身嘅屋企，但系咧一个更加大嘅一个嘅屋企。
That is, the circle must be drawn larger.
呢个嘅圆圈咧要画大一啲。
It is the whole earth.
其实系包括整个嘅地球。
And particularly this globe that we live on.
特别我哋所住紧嘅呢个嘅地球。
This earth with its thin skin of topsoil and water and air.
这个呢，外面有一层很薄薄的泥土、空气、水的一个地球。
More vulnerable than we had thought.
是比我们所认知的更加是容易受影响，同埋是破损的一个地球。
And we are seeing increasing political awareness of this.
咁我见到系全球性越嚟越多嘅觉察。
For the first time in history, world leaders are beginning to talk about environmental issues.
全球的那些主要人物，国家的元首，第一次来商讨关于环保的事情。
And we're beginning to see scientific verification of some of these ecological problems.
这个环境的问题将会带来其他的印证。
And this will increase.
也都会越来越多。
Perhaps more fundamental is simply this fact of environmental awareness.
可能更加基础性的就是说，我们去觉察到环境的情况。
People who study ecology say you can never do just one thing.
那些研究事物的關聯性的人就說你不可以只是去處理一件事。
That is, everything one does has multiple implications.
因為你所做的一件事是有多種的影響性的。
Now that, in one sense, is no surprise to us as Christians.
對我們做基督徒來說,這個事情好像沒什麼特別。
Although many Christians see ecological issues as unrelated to their faith.
雖然有些基督徒就覺得這些關係的問題跟他們沒有關係。
But there is a biblical basis for viewing these kinds of issues.
但其實在聖經上有一個很重要的根基去叫我們去面對。
Because we believe that all things come from the hand of God.
我相信各樣的事情是從神而來。
We believe, in fact, that everything is connected to everything else.
我相信每一件事情是彼此之間有聯繫。
And we believe that God has given us a stewardship responsibility.
我們都相信神給我一個是管家的職分。
And so, this ecology way of thinking is not foreign to the Christian way of thinking.
所以基督徒去看這個世界性的關係,環保、相連性的影響,對我來說不是新的事情。
If in fact we will approach it from a Christian standpoint.
我們要從基督徒的角度來看。
So this is another aspect of the emerging world that we are seeing.
所以這個是另一個我們見到的在世界裡面出現的一個力量,一個趨勢。
There's much more that needs to be said in this area.
在這方面其實還有很多可以說的。
But I want to go on to number four.
但我想去講第四點。
This has to do with the whole area of science.
就是跟科學有關係的。
Emerging breakthroughs in fundamental science.
在基本的科學上面的突破。
There are two main realities here.
那就有兩個的事實。
That is two areas where the next decade or so will produce fundamental breakthroughs.
下一個的年代呢,會出現的一些突破。
One of these is in the area of physics.
第一方面呢,就在這個物理上面。
This has to do with the relationship between the forces of nature.
是從這個世界的力量彼此之間的關係那裡而出來的。
Electricity was, the discovery of the electricity was the beginning of this.
電力的發明是這個其中一個的開始。
And then nuclear energy.
然後就是核能。
The scientists are at work to try to put all of this together.
科學家就嘗試將這些能量的問題放在一起
into one grand unified theory.
就是一個統一的聯繫了的一個理論。
The scientist Einstein attempted this all his life but didn't succeed.
愛因斯坦就用了一生的年日來研究這個問題,不過是未成功。
But now science is approaching the formulation of a unified theory.
但科學家現在已經接近達到一個聯合的統一的理論。
Now the significance of this is hard to measure.
這個理論帶出來的影響,我現在很難去預計。
It will obviously have great impact technologically.
肯定在科技上有一個很大的突破。
But also again in terms of worldview.
但再一次,在世界觀上有一個很大的影響。
And a similar and related issue is concerns concerns genetics.
從這個有關係的就是我們的遺傳觀念了。And
the deciphering of the genetic code.
遺傳學了。And
how it is that life itself functions.
究竟生命是怎樣去運作的。
You may have been reading about this or seeing reports on the news.
可能大家都有讀過或者在電視看過。
We are in the midst of a historic breakthrough in this sense.
我們在這方面正是一個突破的邊緣。
Increasingly, you will be hearing this on the news.
我們間中又在電視又聽到一些新的突破。
That the gene has been discovered for this or that disease.
發現了有這個遺傳的細胞組織。
Or this or that birth defect.
有那些出生遺傳下來的一些問題。
This is all part of the global mapping of human genes.
這個是再一次去看全球人的遺傳因子的一個新的觀念。
And again, this will have a great impact in not only in medicine and health,
不單是在醫學上面,在健康上面會有很大影響。
but also in the fundamental understanding of what our world is all about.
以及对于我们这个世界的观念有一个很基础性的影响,
and how it is put together.
怎样将这些人摆在一起?
This has tremendous positive potential.
正面方面有一个很好的积极的影响的。
In fairly obvious ways concerning health and disease.
例如对于疾病的预防、健康方面是有很好的一个方法。
And also negative implications or possibilities.
也都有一些是消极的负面的机会。
Ethical questions about parasitizing life or reproducing life forms.
例如是去人造的生命。
And manipulation of various kinds of species.
人去控制和操纵那个因子。
So this will be an increasing ethical issue as well.
会成为一个道德上的问题。
The number five concerns computers and artificial intelligence.
第五个大的趋势就是跟电脑和电子的资讯有关系。
What I call the electric mind.
这个电子思想。
This has to do with the question of human intelligence and electronic simulation of that.
这个就是人的本身的思想能力和电子模拟的思想能力。
People are asking, can the line be erased between mind and machine?
人在问人的话，人和机器之间那条线可不可以消失呢？
And scientists are debating this issue.
科学家在争论这个问题。
And some say no, it can never happen. There is a unique difference.
咁啊，有人就话唔得嘅，人同机器咧一定有好大嘅分别嘅。
And others say, well, if you can simulate life, so it actually becomes the same as life.
咁啊，但系另一方面又咧，我哋可以生产一啲好似生命嘅嘢，以至咧两样嘢系冇分别。
In any case, we will see the blurring of the distinction between mind, rather between machines and biology.
无论如何，我又将会见到就系咧，这个两个之间嘅分野咧系会越嚟越模糊噶啦。
In the area of artificial intelligence,
特别咧呢个嘅智能嘅模拟智能
，and the simulation of human intelligence，
同埋咧去模仿人嘅智慧咁嘅行动。
The search will continue to develop machines that are very much like human beings.
咁，科学家会继续去发展一啲嘅机器，系同人咧好类似嘅。
Which will raise in new ways the question of what is life.
咁，以致引发嘅系生命究竟系咩咧？
And particularly, what is human consciousness?
究竟人嘅警觉性系咩嘢？人嘅良心系咩咧？
And whether computers can really have minds or not?
电脑可唔可以真正有思想嘅咧？
Again, the debate is going on and will continue.
咁呢个嘅讨论同埋呢个嘅争拗咧，系会继续落去。
These are some of the dimensions of an active debate about the nature of life.
咁呢个系其中一部分关于咧生命嘅讨论。
The nature of mind and consciousness.
即系咧良知同埋思想。
And the nature of human uniqueness.
另一个咧就系人嘅独特性。
Which is a fundamental question for Christians.
亦都系基督徒咧好关注一个嘅问题。
So we face here basic issues which will shape worldviews.
所以面对紧系一个会影响我哋世界观嘅一个问题。
And it will provide a challenge for Christians in our evangelism and in our discipling.
喺我哋基督徒嘅报道同埋培训嘅层面上面咧，会有好大嘅影响。
What does it mean to be alive? What does it mean to be human?
究竟咩叫做生命？咩叫活着？咩叫一个人
？And what does it mean really to be Christian in the light of those issues?
咩叫做基督徒？ 咁啊，又要喺呢啲咁嘅問題底下咧，要重新嘅嚟去界定。
Then I want to speak number six about the shift in power politically and economically.
第六個趨勢咧，就喺經濟同埋政治上面嘅能力嘅轉移。
Whether we are entering into the age of a new world order.
我哋進入一個係咪進入一個新嘅世界嘅經濟呢個嘅能力嘅體系
？Or a new world disorder.
或者係一個咧係冇咗嘅體系。
And so this is the sixth and final trend that I want to speak of.
咁呢个系我要讲嘅最后一点啦。
Perhaps I said seven at the beginning, but I'm speaking of six.
咁啊，我相信我开头嘅时候讲话有七个趋势系嘛，其实我系指六个啫。
So you can add your own seven.
第七个你要自己作落去啦。
So I'm speaking here of really a global power shift.
咁所以最后呢点就讲到能力嘅呢个权力嘅转移。
we can read history as the rise and fall of empires.
我在歷史裡面呢, 見到, 不同的國家的興亡。
And in our age, we have seen, we are seeing the rise and fall of empires.
我今天呢,
we have seen the disintegration of the Soviet Empire.
我見到蘇聯那個的體系的解體。
And it's still not clear where all that will lead.
現在還未清楚呢,
but in many ways, we are seeing the decline of another empire.
另一個帝國的解體。
Now, I'm speaking here primarily about the role of the United States.
我這裡是特別指美國的影響力。
Clearly, the Cold War is over.
很明顯這個冷戰期已經過去了。
And some say, well, the Cold War is over and the United States has won.
有些人就說, 冷戰過了,
but it's not that simple.
但不是那麼簡單,
because there are significant problems in the heart of American culture.
因為在美國文化的中心裡面呢, 有些很大的問題。
And in many ways, the undermining of the moral fabric of American culture.
影響美國的道德觀念。
And this, combined with economic problems, creates an uncertain future.
這個影響力加上經濟上的不穩定就對於將來帶來很多影響。
On the other hand, we are seeing the rise of a new kind of empire.
另一方面我們看到一種新的帝國出現。
Not empire in the old political and military sense.
不是以前那種政治觀念的一個帝國。
But in the sense of economics.
那是經濟的帝國,
and not empires in the old geographical sense.
不是以前那種地域性的一個帝國性,
but in this newer sense of global networking.
那是一個新的國際的體系,國際的聯盟。
And here, especially we see the rise of United Europe.
這裡我們就特別見到是歐洲的一體化,是一個很明顯的例子。
And of the Pacific Rim.
太平洋的越來越講一個聯繫性。
And the question of what the dynamic or the dominant force in the Pacific Rim will be in the future.
究竟在這個太平洋的一系列的國家的將來帶來的影響發展是什麼呢?
To what degree it will be Japan or China?
究竟日本、中國帶來的影響是什麼呢?
And other things that are related to this.
還有很多東西是相關聯的。
So we are seeing the rise of a different understanding or a different kind of empire.
所以我們看到是有些新的所謂新的帝國出現。
Part of this obviously is the huge question of what happens in China.
其中一個問題就是中國將會走一個什麼路線。
We're aware of the economic transformation that is going on there.
大家都很明白中國現在的經濟改革。
And I read something in Asia Week the other day that typifies this transformation.
我最近在亞洲周刊見到一個報道是很表示到經濟改革的情況。
The comment is as follows, China is still communist but no longer socialist.
那裡說到中國仍然是共產黨,不過就不是社會主義了。
Free market forces now drive all those aspects of China's economy.
只有貿易已經將這個 影響是減到最低,
that are fueling the boom, the economic boom, that are behind the economic boom.
它是充滿在經濟增長背後的力量。
State-owned industry will probably not be dismantled or taken apart.
國家所擁有的生意或者運作將會越來越減低。
But will progressively shrink as a share of total industry.
在這個工業的佔有率上面是會越來越低,
becoming in time insignificant,
越來越失去影響力。
And it says cooperatives and collectives are China's version of the joint stock company.
中國那些聯繫的運營公司將會成為一個新的情況,還有新的股票的運作,
with shared profits,
將經濟的果效來共享,
borrowed capital,
有借回來的資本,
competitive markets,
有競爭的市場,
and some 74% of employment is rural.
74%的被雇的人口是在這個農村,
including millions of
manufacturing cooperatives.
咁當中有好多咧係生產嘅合作社。
But in non-rural industry,
但係喺非鄉村嘅農村嘅工作裏邊咧，
permanent state workers now account for only about half of employment.
咁國家嘅僱員咧，只不過係佔其中一半。
Fastest growing by far is the still small private economy.
咁增長得好快嘅咧，就係咧嗰啲嘅私人嘅企業
made up of entrepreneurs and foreign investors.
咁啊，包括係中國本身嘅嗰啲人嘅生意嘅，以及咧係同外資合作嘅一啲生意。
The segment that grew 54% last year.
喺舊年咧係增加咗係64%。
So we're seeing a gradual but very significant transformation of China economically.
所以我見到中國喺經濟上面咧係一個慢慢嘅，但係一個好大嘅影響力，一個嘅轉變。
And probably in time also politically as well.
咁我相信咧喺時間嘅當中亦都會帶成一個政治上面嘅轉變。
Now, I want to repeat what I said in the earlier session.
咁我想重複我喺上一堂所講嘅。
That I think the most basic response of the church in the light of all these things is a fairly simple one.
就係教會睇見呢啲咁多嘅趨勢之後嘅回應咧，其實係一個好簡單嘅啫。
It has many complicated ramifications.
但係呢個嘅簡單嘅回應咧，有好大嘅好多重嘅影響。
But most fundamentally, it's the challenge that has always been before the church.
但係最基礎嘅呢個嘅挑戰，仍然都係咧，歷史到今時都係咧，仍然面對緊教會嘅同一個嘅問題。
Most fundamentally, to live faithfully to the gospel.
就係我哋去按住福音嚟到去過生活。
And I think specifically to recover the dynamic of the biblical view of the church.
就係去再次去揾翻聖經對教會嘅嗰個嘅真實嘅觀念。
So I would suggest just two or three things, but in conclusion.
咁所以我喺結束嘅時候會提議兩三樣嘢。
For our churches today.
作為我哋今日教會嘅一個提醒。
First of all, to concentrate on understanding and teaching the biblical conception of the church.
第一就係去專心、去專注，同埋咧去重新去教導聖經對教會嘅呢個觀念。
As the body of Christ and the people of God.
係教會係基督嘅身體，係神嘅子民。
Because this has always been the most revolutionary thing the church can do.
因為呢個不嬲都係咧教會最能夠做嘅革命嘅行動。
To be the people of God.
去成為神嘅子民。
A people who now live according to the values of the kingdom of God.
係一班按住神嘅價值觀而生活嘅一班人。
Secondly,
第二個,
to study carefully the biblical theology of the kingdom of God.
去小心研究聖經所教導嘅神嘅國度觀。
Exploring the implications of this.
去思想呢個國度觀所帶嚟嘅影響力。
Not only for the life of the church.
唔係單單係 帶給教會的生命的影響,
but also for economics and politics,
以及對經濟、對政治的影響,
for culture and for the environment,
對文化、對環保、對環境的影響力。
And here's the key question.
那個主要的問題是這樣,
what is a just, equitable society?
究竟一個公義的社會是什麼呢?
In today's emerging global city,
在現在這樣的都市化的出現的時候,
one based on respect for all people,
一個基於對眾人的尊重,
and based on the fundamental truths of the gospel,
以及是基於福音的基礎,
and thirdly,
第三大點呢,
is the need to develop organic flexible structures of church and mission,
就是我們要產生一個有彈性兼且有生命力的教會和崇宣教組織的關係。
This is the direction that global culture is moving.
咁呢個咧係全球嘅文化喺度走緊嘅一個方向。
More organic understandings.
一個更加有機體嘅一個嘅關係，一個嘅了解。
More flexible structures.
更加彈性嘅體系。
And this is something the church knows about.
呢個係教會認知嘅。
If it will look at what Scripture itself tells us.
如果我睇翻聖經所教導嘅，我哋就明瞭。
So fundamentally, we face the challenge of being Christian in this age.
所以基本上咧，我哋就面對緊喺呢個時代裏面做基督徒嘅一個挑戰。
And this concerns the quality of our lives,
包括我哋個人嘅品質。
Christ likeness,
我哋點樣去像基督。
the integrity of our theology,
我哋神学点样应用喺今日嘅社会里边
，biblical fidelity，
圣经点样睇财富
，the depth of our community，
我哋对呢个社会嘅认识
，really living out the reconciled lifestyle，
真真正正系活出一个咧与神和好嘅生命
，and the breadth of our ministry，
我哋侍奉嘅广阔度
，recognizing the gifts of all believers。
就是去明了信徒的职事信徒的恩赐
and the scope or the breadth of our vision
而我们侍奉的领域呢我们的意象的领域呢
with a hope in God and in the promise of the kingdom
就是我们去基于神的应许和神给我们的盼望
and those of us in today's highly urbanized world
在今天一个这么都市化的社会里面
face the challenge of building a viable, vital model of the church.
是教会要建立一个这样的有能力的有生命力的有机体我们要面对这些这样的问题。
Within a society that is high density,
我们的社会是一个是人口密集的社会。
That is high energy,
一个是能源密集的社会。
Society of high opportunity,
也就是机会密集的社会。
But also of high risk,
亦都是危机密集
and of a high tech technological world,
亦都是高科技的一个社会
Okay, thank you very much.
多谢大家。
以上两堂的时间呢 Dr. Howard Snyder 很宏观性的将全球的教会一些的趋势情况还有整个全球性的一些的趋势呢跟我们展现了又给我们一些建议那我很想呢就透过这样的即讨论呢对香港教会有什么的启迪呢那我想这个功课呢即我想要蔡医生去做一做但我是请蔡医生呢就给我们有一些回应
的东西很多我十五分钟咁我试一试即是回应一些因为其实呢我现在因为我很喜欢看那些趋势的书大家留心每一个写趋势的书人呢都有一些重点的当然即西方就 John Nesbitt 等等那些其实他有他自己一个世界观的我们发觉很多写这些趋势的书的人呢是 New Age Movement 的人就是新纪元运动的所以他对整个世界呢他有某个假设、所以譬如、John Nesbitt 写的东西他是讲个世界积极面、就有某些东西他 不讲的就隐藏咗，咁所以你睇翻呢啲书要好小心。嗱，咁啊，最近咧佢比较多回应呢方面咧，就 Dr. Howard Snyder 系其中一位，佢就将好多呢啲嘅趋势咧，就同教会嘅增长、教会嘅生命咧，系嚟到联合。吓，咁我好中意睇佢啲书，亦都好多嘢系值得反省。嗱，不过其他有几个，如果你有兴趣睇呢啲书咧，就应该有呢几个都应该睇。John Stott 就最近出几本书他就处理一些是教会是一个价值层次的所以他 deal with issues 连续出几本都是讲这些东西身为一个基督徒在这些 chance 里面我们他是结合了这么多的学科但他从一个圣经学者那里来去结合就 deal with the issues Ron Sider 都讲很多 chance 我就发觉我听了几人就 Dr. Howard Snyder 讲多少少是比较第一世界发生的东西 The first world 很多都是第一世界发生的东西但是其实在世界的 trends 里面我发觉很多写 trends 都是讲第一世界发生的东西那我感觉要平衡一些就应该看多一些在第二世界第三世界里面发生的东西当然就资讯方面是有些困难的就那么你讲第三世界就讲是讲贫穷啊讲困苦啊讲苦难啊譬如即使今朝早都好少讲呢啲嘢。因为个资料上面我相信呢就都系喺第一世界嗰啲嘅 journals 嗰度嚟到嘅。咁譬如 Ron Sider 嗰啲就返返去嗰另外一方面。 咁就咁當然，如果講趨勢咧，對宣教嘅影響咧，就 David Hasselgrave 咧就寫即係宣教嘅領域裏邊咧十大趨勢啊。咁佢就特別從宣教工場嗰個角度，就比較喺翻個工場裏邊就多過喺翻個第一世界裏邊嚟到去睇呢啲嘅 implications 啊。咁啊，另外咧，其實就 Dr. Snyder 拉尾講好多係關於 information era。嗱 ，information era 資訊時代咧，就 Dr. McKenna 寫咗一本叫做 Mega Truth。Mega Truth 咧，其實回應 Mega Trends 同埋回應咧資訊時代發生緊嘅嘢。嗱，咁我自己即係呢個咧就開始嘅時間一個整體少少嘅回應。咁我自己咁講，香港嘅教會暫時對世界趨勢唔係好關注嘅。就我哋都系 tribal 多啲，就多个 global。即系我系 tribal， 我睇翻我自己嗰个圈里边发生紧嘅嘢，就我系关注嘅嘢系即系堂会里边发生嘅，特别即系堂会牧师可能受训练咧，都系睇堂会里边嘅嘢。我哋嘅架构就个 context 嘅嘢喺我哋嘅神学训练里边少嘅，连香港 context 我哋少睇，中国嘅 context 最近多咗啲。咁你世界做我哋嘅 context 咧，就成个神学课程要改写嘅，因为成个神学课程里边咧系讲呢类嘅课题嘅嘢，同埋有呢方面研究嘅人系少啊，所以于是乎我哋就睇嘢同埋观察咧，就有一啲嘢系局限咗吓。咁呢个唔系我讲嘅领域，就神学院要倾嘅问题。好，嗱咁然之后咧，有咗一个咁样嘅整体嘅回应咧，咁我就回应 Dr. Snyder 佢提出咁多点，我本来想逐点回应嘅，但系咁我就唔知咧有冇时间啦。嗱，举一个例，嗱我跟翻佢咁多点之后直落 internationalization of the church 教会国际化，嗱教会国际化啊，嗱呢样嘢我曾经一度啊。有一个期望华人教会终于国际化，但有一个嘅问题咧，因为我哋华人教会我本身嘅 movement 好强，我哋有华福，阿谦叔唔喺度，谦叔喺度啊，嗱，于是乎我哋嘅凝聚力好强，喺全世界咁多嘅民族嘅教会嘅当中啊，本身嘅凝聚力好强啊，所以我哋去到每个地方嘅时间都有个 Chinese church， 于是乎啲 Chinese church 冚唪唥就凝聚埋，喂，维持翻我哋嗰、那个。Tribal culture 就唔入去人哋啲 culture， 所以我哋去到多伦多又系咁样，去到温哥华系咁样，去到三藩市又咁样，唔 internationalization 嘅，唔国际化。好，咁我本来谂啊，就可能有机会，因为黄永信牧师做完华福嗰时入咗去洛桑，但我发觉入咗洛桑咧，佢能够做到嘅唔系好多，佢做到嘅就带咗几个讲员入去啊，咁佢请我讲，我讲几好啊，但我发觉。其实整个那个的洛桑那个 agenda 是基本上连西方的人完全 set 晒。教会增长很强。其实洛桑第二届和第一届比我觉得倒退了。第一届处理有很多的课题还宏观一点。就讲 social concern， 讲的要多一点。去分第二次华福会的时间基本上面是 church growth。就 set 嘅 agenda， 其实唔系好多人，仍然咧就有困难。我已经咁话，咁当然黄牧师退出，咁啊话就落桑咧往边度去，我唔知。咁啊，我系 evangelical church 唔入去 WCC 嘅，唔入协进会个系列嘅。协进会系列咧又有另外一啲 agenda。嗱，协进会个系列咧就反而第三世界入去多啲啦。就第三世界识嘅协进会嘅 agenda 咧，就多过第一世界识嘅 agenda。但喺话喺个全世界福音派，所谓我哋咧 internationalization 嘅当中啊，仍然系第一世界西方教会主要识嘅 agenda。耐唔中有一啲第三世界嘅声音，好似 Samuel Escobar 啊，即系佢带出拉丁美洲嘅声音，但系整体嚟讲不多，而且咧开新国际会议嘅时间都用英文。嗱，你用英文嘅时间咧，已经个 agenda 唔同咗。我希望以后用非洲或者用其他嘅语文。咁于是乎，成个 agenda 可能会有少少唔同。但呢个我自己感觉喺 internationalization 当中、国际化当中啊，华人教会其实未曾起步，未曾起步。咁当然呢个原因有好多，但系咧就我讲咗十分钟啦，讲咗一点。 但跟住咧，第二点佢讲 revival 就复兴。嗱，复兴啊，我好相信，而且好明显，我自己感觉全世界一定复兴，有好多基督教会嘅复兴。但系复兴有另外一面嘅，Dr. Hasselgrave 在后面讲的 trends 时间就有稍微触及这里一些问题。因为现在所有的 trends 讲复兴不是只是讲基督教会的复兴，是讲回教的复兴，是讲 New Age 的复兴。譬如在加州三分之一的人是 New Age 的。Hindus 的复兴就佛教的复兴。所以我刚才已经有人问我为什么跟廖凤鸣对话，就好紧要，喺香港嘅影响好犀利。咁所以一方面咧，我哋话教会里边咧有啲嘢发生，但另外一方面咧，其实咧系制造一啲好紧张嘅局面。所以 David Hasselgrave 讲呢个趋势嘅时间咧，佢一方面讲教会复兴，佢同时讲紧咧嚟紧十年当中咧会有好多嘅逼迫，好多人丧命嘅，好多人有苦难，因好多宗教保护主义，好多嘅嘢比以前更加封闭，你更加要再入去嘅时间咧冇得入去，而且个福音嘅传咧喺特别某啲嘅角落里边咧，由于嗱，譬如喺印度、斯里兰加、喺中东、喺呢啲嘅地方，你基督徒你宣教你要入去嘅时间咧，比以前更加困难，即系嗰个压迫力系更加大。咁所以话复兴啊，另外有一面咧系我哋系需要去睇嘅吓，咁就系比较系负面嗰方面，任何嘅转变咧有 opportunities， 亦都有 risk 嘅，开咗好多机会，但同时背后咧反面一定系同时制造咗好多嘅压迫感。好，第三句讲 rapid growth of the Chinese church 系华人教会嘅成长，咁啊当然我听到好欢喜，拉你听清楚嘅时间咧系讲中国大陆嘅教会嘅成长，唔系讲香港教会嘅成长。嗱，咁我好同意嘅。嗱，依家我自己感觉香港好快脆同中国大陆建立关系，三字最近都派一个团落嚟香港。咁啊，当然咧，呢个系我哋香港嘅教会，即系一种复杂嘅心态。因为有阵时我哋好自高，有阵时我哋好自卑，又自卑又自高都唔知点。嗱，咁我都唔知点样企，因为有阵时睇翻中国大陆嘅教会，睇翻佢有啲嘢好睇唔入眼，唔好讲。但是我同时又知道全世界最有动力的教会是中国。我将来我都不知道怎样跟他交往，因为他是最有力量的，但也很多地方是很贫穷的，最爆炸性的，但很多地方是最压迫性的，就很多地方最有生命力的，但很多地方是最政治化的。那变成我成为这个的教会将来跟他有直接对话的时间究竟怎样对话，那当然我自己成日提翻，我身为香港教会要谦卑，在中国大陆的教会的信徒上面我们学很多东西，但同时我也都感觉我们回转回的时间有东西我们可以贡献得到出来，那究竟那个企位是怎样，我相信这几天可能会继续会谈会谈这个问题，那这个我只是点一点个题。就 Kingdom of God，Kingdom of God 嗰度咧，我只提一点啊，因为我知道我仲剩翻三分钟嘅。就喺嗰度咧，佢讲 Christendom， 就讲教会同权力架构咧系挂钩所造成嘅心态。嗱，各位呢样嘢我哋好大需要。香港嘅教会，你知唔知道我哋一路以嚟喺香港？我哋香港教会跟个权力架构好有关系，你知唔知？你知唔知矿主教在香港几有地位？你知唔知我哋香港教会我哋要办学几方便？你知唔知我哋要攞一个地方开 social service 几容易？你知唔知我哋要做任何嘅活动啊，宗教活动嘅时间冇任何难阻，因为基本上边咧，即系英国嘅体系里边咧，仍然嗰个教会喺入边扮演好重要、好重要嘅角色嘅。喺我睇翻政府一个嘅排名嘅名单，矿主教排第三，好高啊！咁当然我哋喺佢即系嗰件紫色袍之下，我哋好多嘢好着数，好就嚟会转，好快就会转，全世界都转紧，但我哋唔适应。唔适应，将来唔系咁样一回事，冇呢回事嘅。咁啊，究竟点样咧？ 咁我谂咧，你同我都唔知点嘅样，吓、啊，即系我只系话俾你听，世界转咁解。好啦，嗱，另外一个，我仲有两分钟，我个表好似行得慢啲嘅。嗱、啊，就讲 woman in ministry， 女性。咁呢度咧，我话俾 Dr. Snyder 听，香港教会好多女性。美国咧话25%已经觉得好巴闭，香港超过50%系女性。神学院好多间系女学生多过男学生，教会嘅执事会女嘅多过男嘅，就好多做侍奉，侍奉得最多做到趴喺度嗰啲都系女嘅。不过同时咧，香港嘅姊妹咧喺权力架构大部分都入唔到，好少。譬如今日女性少啲啦，我唔知点解，就因为佢哋忙于做啲 nurturing。到而家我哋都仍然咧，好多嘅教会啊，明明佢做紧女传道，做埋主任嘅，分圣餐系唔准，当洗礼一定唔准，安立就唔好讲啦。即系有冇啲嘢系唔可以做嘅？好啦，呢度咧，我唔想引起一啲不必要嘅分裂，就所以将个波交翻俾阿 Howard Snyder。我唔知点样睇啊，因为而家好明显，继续再落去嘅时间，香港都仍然会好多姊妹喺教会里边扮演好重要嘅角色。咁究竟佢哋做好多样嘅嘢，但佢哋嘅身份如何？我对佢嘅认可系如何？究竟啊，就好多方面咧，系咪真真正正咧？好似刚才讲系 equal in 嘅 leadership 咧？有阵时好难讲。就呢样嘢咧，我谂系神学院要去谂。啊，我今日好多波都踢俾阿 Howard Snyder， 踢俾神学院，咁就等佢哋搞掂。好啊，冇啦，我冇时间讲。不过 family structure 家庭嘅结构嘅改变呢样嘢，我哋喺香港知嘅。讲讲我哋成个教会嘅方向改变，因为我哋教会而家越嚟越多离婚。单身家庭，而且另外一样嘢，出边嗰啲嘅人咧，绝大部分嘅伤痕咧系同家庭有关系，所以我哋教会要服侍嘅时间咧，一定要记住呢样嘅嘢，好多好多个问题，冚唪唥教会喺呢度应该扮演一个好重要嘅角色，不过我哋好多时间唔知点样扮演，因为离婚嘅入嚟我哋教会，我哋又唔知点算，单身嘅又唔知点样睇佢，啊好多乱伦嘅嘢，等等呢啲嘅嘢，冚唪唥喺家庭里面发生，系我哋重新要去思想。Global Trends 嗰度，我谂我都冇乜时间讲啦，唔好俾多十分钟我，俾多20分钟都唔够。嗱，我讲呢样嘢，因为 Globalization 嗰度咧，我谂我讲两点我就收啦。呢两点我都觉得系好紧要，唔讲我都唔安乐。Globalization。改变其实传播的方式的改变，所以就讲很多 information technology。就我啱今朝写完一篇文，就嚟喺时代论坛会登。传播的三个阶段：面对面咁传、文字咁传，同埋电子媒介咁传。第三波 third wave information era， 其实慢慢 shift。就當然永遠不會放棄那個口對口面對面傳的，但是電子那個傳播是很重要的。但是坦白說，今天我們的神學院訓練仍然停在第一波，主要是教我們口對口傳，文字很弱。第三 Electronic 的 Communications， 我們華人教會仍然未開始，最多的就开始有 fax， 嗰个系唯一我哋追上时代嘅。但除咗嗰个之外，因为你如果我哋要唔掌握到呢啲嘅 technology 嘅时间，我哋同跟住下边嗰一代咧，冚唪唥系电子传播长大嗰代咧，都快捷嘅。佢哋识嘅系 Game Boy， 佢哋打嘅系街头霸王，佢哋听嘅系四大天王。冚唪唥，如果我哋冇咗嗰个媒介咧，唔进入去第三波。我哋整整同另外一個嘅一代咧，冚唪唥脱節嘅。咁當然咧，我曾經回應過 Dr. Snyder， Dr. Snyder 強調一樣嘢，嗰個唔能夠取代人際接觸嘅， 一定不能够。但是同时如果我们教会，这个是我们整个神学教育的问题，整个训练的问题，就如果我们 不明白这样的东西，也都不掌握到一些这样的资讯，同埋呢啲嘅 technology 好快脆淘汰，我哋个圈越嚟越细，我哋讲嘅嘢个范围越嚟越细，同出边完全割绝晒。最难俾佢讲 world economy，world economy 主要都系讲紧一啲全世界 network 嘅嘢，但我话俾大家听，同时一样嘢，由于咁嘅 network， 过去冷战咧就系 ideological。就讲意识形态嘅先。嗱，而家 military 大家都好小心，唔敢随便啊揿个掣啊。但咧，将来嘅世界嘅战争就 economic war， 经济战争已经可以预期到，中国、香港、台湾同澳门咧成为新兴嘅势力，系全世界咁多地方好少咁样嘅 combination。西德都赖唔起东德，佢单独一个佢愣佢唔起，唔系咁容易。咁所以 European market 咧仍然 struggle， 所以马城条约都仲而家未曾通过。咁所以嗰度咧有一排搞。欧洲共同体挣扎紧，当然南美洲等其他啲共同体都有挣扎紧。但系中国嘅人口加埋佢嘅资源，加埋香港嘅一啲嘅科技，加埋台湾同香港嘅资金，加埋澳门啲赌场。好劲！咁所以全世界咧，我谂将来咧 ，global economy 嘅背后出现咧，一定系 protectionism， 一定系保护主义。你喺保护主义嘅时间咧，即将来嗰个制、那个战争啊，香港系夹喺中间嘅。就嚟话通唔通过个301嗰度咧，已经系其中一个，唔系讲 ideology， 唔系讲共产唔共产嘅问题，亦都唔系净系讲人权唔人权嘅问题。啊，背后睇咧系个 economic 嘅背后嘅嘢。咁呢样嘢，咁我谂我哋香港啱啱喺呢个嘅边缘当中咧，其实都系即系喺个夹缝里边好多嘢系重新要谂啊！咁所以我冇时间，就我都占咗多咗几分钟时间啊！咁好多谢大家。
真正传播系一所非牟利基督教传播机构，我哋嘅意象系透过多媒体制作、网络同埋文字事工，要无数嘅华人都能够认识基督信仰。并且成为基督的门徒，荣神的人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法，愿神赐福给你。